We're in the middle of the discussion of the Amoraim, whether Yush is Koina or not. Rabbi's convinced that the din is that Yush is Koina. He's just not sure whether it's only a Takana, the Rabbanim, if it's a Takana Sashovim, or it's a din in a Torah. And Rabbi Yosef thinks the whole thing is not correct. Yush is not Koina. So Gemara says that even if one should assume that Yush alone is not Koina, but if you have Yush, Shinei Vishus, then it is Koina. Why is this so? So it's usually assumed, the Pashup Shat, we'll have to see more Gemaras to see if it's incorrect. Pashup Shat is that the Gemara has to give an explanation why Yush should not be Koina. If Yush works by an Aveda, so let every Geneva be like an Aveda. So let Yush work. If Yush works by Geneva, it's because that's what Rav Chaim points out. Every Geneva is also an Aveda. The original mocker for the din of Yush is in the parsha of Aveda.
Thank you very much.
So why should Yush not work? Every Geneva is an Aveda. So the Gemara says, because it's Bisura to the Yodai. By Shabbos Aveda is the Hetera to the Yodai. If I pick up the Aveda before, let's say it's a Yush Alamidas. So first, when I pick up the Aveda, the Bala Aveda was not yet Misyayish, and it's only Misyayish after I picked it up. Then the Gemara says in Bava Mitzia that the Yush doesn't help. Why is that? So the Ramban has a famous explanation. It was made famous by the Ktzois and by the Nesivis that quoted. And build on top of that, he explains that Yush doesn't work on a Dov Shehu B'Shusai. It has to be Ene B'Shusai. So if the Moitzi HaAveda already picked up the Aveda, so the Halacha declares that he becomes a Shomer. Either Shema Chinim or Shema Sachem, but the Torah imposes upon him a din Shomer. So since he's a Shomer holding on behalf of the Bala Aveda, so the thing is Shaloi B'Shusai of the Bala Aveda. So that's what the Rabban explains, that Yush does work on a Dov Shehu B'Shusai. So the Gemara is mistopic over here. Rab is mistopic. What about Yush by a Geneva? Should I say Geneva is not B'Shusai? Geneva, the Ganif is holding it to steal it, to walk off with it. He doesn't plan to give it back to the Baal. So Geneva, Yush should work, even though the Nignav is Misyayish after the Ganif walks off with it. It should be better than by an Aveda. By an Aveda, if the Shomer picked it up already, then Yush does not work. But by a Geneva, Yush should work, even though the Bailama Misyayish, after the Ganif walks away with it. Why? Because the Geneva is Ene B'Shusai of the Nigna. So Yush works on the Dabash Ene B'Shusai. Or should I say that it's different over there? By the Aveda, it's also the other Vehetera. Over here, it's also the other Vesura. What does it mean, Vesura, also the other? He did an Avera, so we penalize him. Why should we penalize him? Because he did an Avera. You don't have any psukim for anything. What does this Svara mean? It's usually assumed what it means, Bisura Asal Yada, even though it doesn't really fit into the word so well. Bisura Asal Yada means that even though the Ganef is not a Shomer, he's not holding it on behalf of the Nignav, but nonetheless, since the Torah imposes upon the Ganef Achiv Heshev Asagzelo, so the Ganef is Mukhiv to return it back, so that's considered as if it's a Yush on a Dov Shehu B'Shusai. Yush doesn't work if the thing is B'Shusai. I'm Misyash with something in my pocket. It doesn't work. I'm Misyash with something that the Shomer is holding on my behalf. It doesn't work. It's B'Shusai. So even though a Geneva is clearly ain't a B'Shusai, that's going to be the whole sugya. God's when Misyash HaBailam is ain't a B'Shusai. But nonetheless, since the Torah imposes a Chiyah V'Heshem V'Sagzela on the Gazlan, maybe that's what it means. That maybe that's the reason why you should not work. This is the Gemara Sofik. So the whole Sofik only is with respect to the Ganef who has a Chiyah V'Heshem V'Sagzela. But with respect to a third party, a different person, if the Nignav is Misyayish from the Geneva, Eitzel HaGanav, and then the Ganav gives it, the Ganav makes the Shinei Vishus, so then the Yush Shinei Vishus works. So the Pashtus is why? Because Yush works on behalf of someone else, because the whole din of Heshem is Hagzel is only imposed upon the Ganav. That's the Pashup Shah. We found the Malchamis in the beginning of Lulu HaGazel, where the Ramban wrote a very striking Lashon. Ramban was writing over what Tosfos said on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, this gigantic Tosfos, that even though there's a Machlokes Dari in the Rabbeinu Tam, is there a din of mitzvah b'baver lacha yush or not? But he says, lacha shinui, for sure there's no mitzvah b'baver, because shinui is a parim chadoshes bolakan. It's a different chepze. You can't say that that's enkatega nasaneg. You can't say that that's labeled as a chepze shalaver. A chepze shalaver can't be used as a chepze shalmitz. It's considered a different chepze. So he says, not only is this true by nishtane, by shinui, he says it's true by yush vishini vishus, because that's also a nishtane. So he seems to be understanding the din. The Gemara says that yush vishini Hashem is kind. Why is that? So what do you need yush vishini Hashem? The Gemara points out that sometimes you don't need a tziruf of yush vishini Hashem. Sometimes shini Hashem alone is good. So how come over here you need Yush with Shini Hashem? So the answer is no. Shini Hashem alone, Taisus points out, the answer is Shini Hashem alone is a Shinui. But sometimes you need a Yush to enable the Gazlon to declare it, to make it into a Shini Hashem. Otherwise, like Ein on the Mosad Dov Shini Shaloi, my Das doesn't play a role on someone else's property. So what does it matter what I declare that the thing should be? That shouldn't be considered a Shini Hashem. So sometimes you need Yush with Shini Hashem. But basically, Yush with Shini Hashem is kind of because it's Shinui. Because Shinui is kind, it's a panim chadash is bolakan. So we understand Shinui is a panim chadash. We understand Yush Shin Hashem. It's not a combination of half and a half as a whole. Yush enables the gazlon to be miyached, the object, and then the Shini Hashem is kind. Malu Shini Hashem, Malu Shini Mais. Okay. But to say that Yush Vishini Vishus is mitam Shinui, that it's a panim chadash is bolakan, that originally it used to be above a kamishal ruvein. Now it's above a kamishal shimon, so that's considered a panim chadash, that's considered a different chepze. That's very strange. The pashtus is that that's not why it works. Not that the yush enables the ganav to make a shinui Hashem. The yush enables the ganav to make a shinui vishus. The shinui vishus is a shinui, a prina of panim chadash. That's not the pesber. We usually understand the hesber not like the Ramban writes. Yush doesn't work for the gazlan because the gazlan has a chayvus hashava, beishav isakzela. So that's a pchina like yush and a dov shu b'shusoy. But yush for the lokeach, yush for the mekabel matana will help. So that was a surprising line in the Melchamis in the beginning of Lulav HaGozlan.
The second person knows it's stolen. Does he have
before yush? Uh-huh. Probably does. He has a chiyuv hashava like hashava saveda. But hashava saveda, if the bialim of misyayish already before I picked it up, then there's no chiyuv hashava. If I pick it up, if the moitzi aveda picks it up, the lakech min aganef or the mekabel matana min aganef is like anyone else vis-a-vis hashava saveda. So if he picks it up after the yish, so he's not mechuyev to give hashava saveda. That's what it usually is. Yish v'shina v'shu is the first the yish. And then there's
no use. He bought it from the guy, knowing it's close to somebody else. He would have said,
the guy. I don't know, the same as the guy, if he has the same as the Shemir Aved, same as the Moitse Aved. Because for him, he didn't do a Greve, but he did, he's a Moitse Aved. I mean, what if I know in advance that someone is selling stolen goods and I buy it? So that said in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to buy it. So that's where the machlokes is. It says in the Nesivos, what exactly is the aver? So some say the aver is gezel. You can't say that it's geneva because it's ain't a bishusai, because it's ain't a bishusai of the nignav. So some hold that it's only gezel. And others hold not that the.
Rabbi, what's the bottom line regarding Yush and Bites? Yush Kari, Yush Vashino Hashem, Yush Vashino Rishus, Yush Vashino
Yush Vashino Hashem is Kona. Yush Vashino Rishus is also Kona. Shaila, what about Yush alone? So here it says that Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi Yosef, a Yush ain't a Kona. And some Rishonim want to say, no, that we should pass on the Yush should be Kona midirabbanon. Yush should be Kona midirabbanon. It's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch what the psak is. Whether the din is like Rav Yosef, that Yush is not kind alone, not kind at all. That's three lines from the bottom of Samach Vavim and Aleph. They put the tzion on Rav Yosef, then in Shulchan Aruch you look. So others say no, that we should pass when the Yush is kind with the Rabban. Yush alone is kind. Yeah.
The Ramban took the hold that the Shinir Shus is failing in the Kenyan, or just from the problem of Yisrael Sadeh?
The Ramban sounds like he holds that the Yush only enables the Ganef to make a Shinu B'Shus. If there wouldn't have been Yush and he just does Shinu B'Shus, so it's not even called the Shinu B'Shus. But once you have the Yush, that enables him to make like a Shinu Hashem, so it enables him to make a Shinu B'Shus. And the Shinu B'Shus is a Parim Chadoshes. That's what he sounds like he holds.
You're not saying that's a chilek of the Shinu itself?
He says that the Shinu B'Shus is a form of Shinui. It's a different chavtze. So he says that's the kinyan. Not the way we usually used to learning that yush shinu shus means that yush works for anyone other than the ganef.
The Ramban says that in Bal Kama, the Pesach above, he says that
normal pshat.
Yeah.
I would assume that line in the Melchama said something fishy. The line that we found, the strange line that it's shinui, that it's a parim chadoshes, is very strange. So the Gemara had a Tosefta in Trumas, right in the middle of Samach Zayin and Aleph. Haganav, Hagazlo, Vadas, Hegdesh, and Hegdesh, Trumas, and Truma, Umas, Reis, and Mais. So the question is, how can that be? How can Eidon HaMagdash Dovash Eidon Shaloi? Eidon HaMafrish, the first Mishnah says in Trumas, Chamisha Loi Troma, Vitomra, and Trumas, and Truma. So it says, HaMafrish, Trumas, or Maisris, Al Dovash Eidon Shaloi. It's not Chal. So how can the Tosefta say, that's the same place where the Mishnah is, the very beginning of Trumas, that's where the Tosefta is. How can it be Aganav Agazlan Vaanos, Trumas on Truma? How can it be Agdesh and Agdesh, Eilan and Magdesh Dovash and Shaloi? So either you say that you're talking Lacha Yush and Yush alone is Koine, or even if one should assume that Yush alone is not Koine, but this would be a Yush Vishini Hashem or a Yush Vishini Vishus. That's how Tosefus points out. The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Hasamik Shini Hashem. The Gemara says that it's Shini Hashem. So Tosfos says you could have said also that it's Yush Shini Veshus. So then Tosfos goes into a discussion. When is it going to be Shini Veshus? When is it not going to be considered Shini Veshus? Tosfos Dima Maskil Meikor Achulin and Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. So there is, Tosis alludes to a machlokes satanoim later. What's the din? Kochim shechaya bachriyusam. He say dover agram lamamin kemamin dovi, dover agram lamamin lav kemamin dovi. What's the machlokes? A person is chaya, if somebody was machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he has to bring a chatos. Someone did one of the averis for which he's chayv to bring an osham. And he designated the chatos in the Yoshem, but he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash yet. So then somebody steals this chatos of the Yoshem in Beis HaBailim. So that's called Kochim Shechai Bachri Yusam. If this one gets lost, I'm going to have to bring a different chatos instead. If the Yoshem gets lost, I'll have to bring a different one instead. We do have Kochim Shechai Bachri Yusam. We do have such a thing. I have a korban. I'm the Bala korban. It's going to be korban on my behalf. But if it gets lost, it dies, or it disappears, I'm not mechuyev to bring another one instead. So the Mishnah has a Megillah, that's only Shaykh by a Nedovah. If a person says, Hari, I like to bring an Oila, Hari, I like to bring a Shlomim, or if the Torah imposes a Chiyuv upon him that he has to bring a Chatas and an Osham, which are not Bob and Edwin Nedovah, it's only if the Torah imposes it, then it's going to be Chay Bach Yusim. Either if he says, Hari, I like, it's Chay Bach Rais. If this carbon gets lost, he'll have to replace it with another one. Or if the Torah imposes a Chiyuv upon him, and then he designates which carbon he's makrish one carbon, so if it gets lost, he has to bring another one. But if he doesn't accept Hari Allah, he just takes an animal and he says, Hare Zeli Yoyla, Hare Zeli Shlomo. So that's called an Edovah, that's not called a Neder. And if he gets lost, he's not Chai Bachrais. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes Hatanaim, and I am Dalar, I'm a base. The person took a Neder, and then he's Mafrish, a Behema, Hare Zeli Nidri. Or it's a chatos and an osham, doesn't have to take an edit. The Torah imposes a chiyuv, and he's mafrish a korban, and then a ganav steals it. So Rav Shimon is of the opinion the kachim shechay b'achar yusam mishalom tashlum midalav hay. Kachim sheni b'achar yusam, you're not chay. You don't pay kefal dalad v'hay to hegdish. That's a pasuk. Shalom shnayim l'reyehu l'reyev lo l'hegdish. But over here, Rav Shimon holds the kachim dabra gam l'mamin kemamin dami. Kachim shechay b'achar yusam. The Bala Korban is considered the Baila Mandini Mamanis, so if a Ganif will steal the animal, he will have to pay Kefal Dalad Vehei to the Bala Korban. Because if this Korban, the Korban already got lost, the Ganif stole it, so it was ready Gorim Lamaman for the Ganif. So Dovashik Goram Lamaman is Dina Kemaman Domi, he's considered the Bala Korban. We don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass when Dovar Garam Lamaman is Lav Kemaman Domi. The Pashta says that we don't pass like Reb Shimon. There are some Rishonim who say that we do paskan like Reb Shimon based on the Gemara later. The Gemara has a machlokes Reb Meir and Achachamim whether danin and dinin digarmi, aloy danin and dinin digarmi. So the Gemara says the word dova hagorein lamamen has the same three letter root, gimel resh mem. A lot of words have the same root. Dova hagorein lamamen has the same three letters as garmi. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be that it's tali zebizet. If you hold like Rav Meir holds a dainin and din and digarmi, so that's a right that davar garm lamamin is kemamadami, and the chacham holoi dainin and din and digarmi. That shows that they hold that davar garm lamamin lav kemamadami. So then it comes out that we can't hold like both at the same time. We paskin like Rav Meir. The Gemara says Hilchus said we paskin like Rav Meir that dainin and din and digarmi, and the pashtus is that we paskin like the chachamim the Rav Shimon. And I indulged on the base. And some Rishonim say no. It's that from the fact that we Shachin Choshimishba quotes in the end of Choshimishba, from the fact that we paskin like Reb Meir that Danin Adina Gami is a hachacha that the din is like Reb Shimon. The double garment mamam kamamadam. The pashtus is the Gemara only entertains such a havamina that the two are tali zebizet. And the Gemara rejects it that it's not tali zebizet. So the pashtus is like the rejection. So some Rishonim understood no, that was only a tchiyah b'alma. The truth of the matter is that it is Tali Zebizet and we should pass like Reb Shimon. So getting back again, the Pashtus is, we don't accept that opinion. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass the Dabar Gam Lamam and his Lav Kimam Dami. Nonetheless, Tosis writes over here on some Hazayin Amar Aleph, the Mamasko, Meikora Chulin, that it does play a role. There is a difference, Halacha. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion on Ayin Dalin on the base. The Kochim Shechai Bach Riusan the Ram the Bala Korban. But it is significant, it is relevant, but again, too, whether it's considered a shini b'shus. If I stole a behemoth and then comes yush, and if the yush I designated as a korban for which I'll be chay b'achri yusam, so then Taisa says, then there's no shini b'shus. But if it's a korban that I'm not chay b'achri yusam, then it is considered shini b'shus, because I'm out of the picture already. I'm not chay b'achri yusam. So Taisa accepts Reb Shimon's distinction between Kachim Shachai Bechir Yusam as opposed to Kachim Shenim Bechai Bechir Yusam, there is a difference. So they claim it plays a role, but again, too, whether it's considered a Shinim Rishus. So that's how they explain. Why did the Gemara say over here? To explain the Tosef, the Agarav Agashmanish, Hegdesh and Hegdesh. The Gemara said, why is the Hegdesh Chal? Because Yish Vishinui Hashem. The Gemara could have just as well said that it's Yish Vishinui Rishus. So the Tosef says, no, the Yish Vishinui Rishus only could explain half of the Din. Not going to explain, it's not going to cover all the cases. Yush Yishin Rishus will only be if the Ganav, the Gazlan, and the Anas one Magdashid, that it should have the status of Kachim, Sheina Chai Bachrizim, then it's called the Shinim Rishus. But if it's Kachim, Shechai Bachrizim, then it's not called the Shinim Rishus. It's an interesting Chiddush that Tosis assumes that even though we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion, but it's, partially we do accept it to determine what's the Shinim Rishus or not. And then Tosis raises an issue. The Afagav the Mikor Tura de Ruvin, Vahashta Tura de Ruvin. The Gemara has later on. What's the din? Tova HaMochar. The Ganav is chayv to pay Dalvei. So what's the din only Mochar? What if the Ganav gives it the Matana? So the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference whether the Ganav sells it or the Ganav gives it the Matana. He doesn't have to charge money. It's also called Mochar. And what if he's Magdashit? So there's a contradiction between two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Mali Machor Lahedya, Mali Machor Lagavoya. What's the difference whether he gives it b'matana or he sells it to a human being, a bas of a dog, or he gives it b'matana to Hegdush? If you magdush it, that's also called Machar. It's also called Nasim b'matana. So you'd be chayv to pay the dollar of the hay. The other Gemara says, no, that Meikor Tura Deruvim, Vahashta Tura Deruvim. If you magdush it, it's still considered yours, and it's not considered Machar. So Tosis says over here, Tosis is Machadish, even though the Gemara didn't say this, the Gemara says that it's Yush Shishini Hashem. The Gemara doesn't say Yush Shishini Rishus. The Tosis says, no, who Adanami? It's self-understood that a lot of times it'll be Shini Rishus. Unless it's going to be Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam, then it's not a Shini Rishus. So Tosis asks, But shouldn't I say the svara of Mekor Turi de Ruvain? Vahashta Turi de Ruvain says, not a Shini Vishus at all. So Taisa says, no. Mikol Makom, despite that Gemara, Mikol Makom, how should it end off? So by us, the Taisa ends off, Shini Hashem Yeshkan. Shini Hashem Yeshkan. That's what the Gemara said, Shini Hashem. Taisus added on that the Gemara could have just as well said Yesh Shini Vishus, but Shini Vishus is not going to cover all the cases of Hegdish. It'll only apply to the case of Kachim She'enachai Be'achru Yisam. So when Taisus points out that that Svar in the Gemara, Mekor Turu Deruvin, Ashda Turu Deruvin, is irrelevant here, so the sentence should really end off, Mekom Akom, Shini Vishus Yeshka. So that's when in the back of the Gemara they quote that the Netziv said that it must be a misprint in the Taisus. He thinks you have to be magia this line. That's what Rav Shlomo LeVilna quotes. The Dayan from Vilna quotes that he got a letter from the Netziv that he thinks that this line in Tosis doesn't read straight. The Bach is not magia over here. The Bach just refers you to the Tosis later. The Tosis distinguishes that Mekor Turu Deruvin, Mahashda Turu Deruvin only applies in the case of Kachem Mizbeach and Mali Mechor LeHedrit. Mali Mechor LeHedrit, Mali Mechor LeHashamayim applies if it's Hegdish Berek Abayim. So he was talking about Kachem Mizbeach. We spent some time looking at the Gemara Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara came up with a third category of Tashlumi Mamin. There's Mamin and there's Knas and there's Kapara. And the Gemara said that one of the differences between Kapara as opposed to Mamin is whether you pay La Acha Misa of the one who is Mechuyiv to pay. If I owe money to somebody else and I die and I leave in the Chasa Mishabot, I leave Karka, so the Bali Chayves collect from the Yorshim. But if I leave Karka, so then the Balachaybis cannot come collect from the Karka. So that's only Bamedvar Mamurim, if I owed a Chiyav Tashlumi Mamim. But if I owed a Kapara, I'm not going to get the Kapara anyway. Once I'm dead, they can't bring a Korban on my behalf. Well, then I'm here, they can't pay Kaifer on my behalf. Nothing will be accomplished by paying Kaifer. Since Kufar Kapara, nothing will be accomplished if they pay the Kaifer after I die. So from the fact that the Mishnah says La Aloche, that you can collect the Karen V'chaymish even after I die, if I leave Karka, so that's a hechocha, that the Karen V'chaymish, the whole thing is mamayna. It's not kapar. So you do collect even after I die. So the Gemara asked Akashe, but what happened to this drasha? Anadaf, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, V'heshe v'sagzela asher gozal. What does it say, V'heshe v'sagzela asher gozal? That's at the end of Parshas Vayikra and Chumash Vayikra chapter A, where it says that if I swore falsely, I have to give in addition to the Karen, I have to add on Chaymish, and I have to bring the Osham, Asham Gezeilah. So the Osham, of course, you don't bring Lachamisa. That's no question. What about the Chaymish? Do you pay the Chaymish Lachamisa? So the Mishnah says yes. And the Gemara says, Alma Chaymish Mamaynuhu. V'imayis, even though I died, Mishal Mele Yarshim, you do collect from the Yarshim. That's what you see from the Mishnah, and the Gemara pointed it out. And here the Gemara has Agansa Drosha, that we say v'heishem v'seila asher gozal lemute gezalavim shenem oisil chaimish. If the father stole money and he swore falsely, then you don't collect the chaimish from the yerush. It contradicts the Mishnah. The drasha here contradicts the Mishnah over there. So the Gemara there asks the kasha. The Gemara quotes on a kuvdal on the base. So the Gemara answers that the Gemara says that the answer is to be found in Parshas Nasai, that this chiyuv chaimish and asham gezalos only sets in. How did Rashi say? Rashi quoted the pasuk. Here, Rashi on Samach Gimel and Beis, 8 lines from the top quotes. Ba'asham gezel agev, Parshas Nasa says, v'svadu es chatosim agoymer. So from that pasuk you see that the whole theory of Osham and Chaimish only begins to set in if the person admits. If the person is moida, that is chayv. If he's not moida, not. So here it doesn't help. He's moida. You're not going to bring an oshem lachamisa. What about the chaymish? The chaymish is mamayna. It's not kapar. That you can pay lachamisa. So that the Gemara says on kuftal on mebeis. That depends. Was the father moida that he owes, that he stole the money, and he has to pay the karam chaymish? If he was moida while he was alive, and then he dies and he leaves karkoes, So then you do collect from the Yerushim. That's the Mishnah Kuf Dalet. That's the Mishnah Kuf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. That the Gemara commented on Kuf Dalet on the base. You see from the Mishnah that Chaimish is Mamayna. It's not Kapara. But if the father never admitted while he was alive, the father swore falsely that he doesn't know any money, and then he dies, and then the Yerushim admit that they know the father was lying, that he swore falsely. Then we have a drasha from the Pasik, the Mutig, Gezalavi, that the Yerushim are not mechuyev to pay the Chaimish. That the chiyuv to pay the chaimish only sets in after the person is meida. If he's not meida, then the chiyuv doesn't set in. The mute geza lov sheina meisul chaimish al geza loviv. Let's say if my father stole money, and then they confront me, and they say, "Hey, you have the stolen article," and I swear falsely that I don't have anything stolen by them, and then later I admit that I swore falsely. That's my geza. Of course I pay chaimish. Of course I pay chaimish and I bring Hashem. I'm the one who swore falsely. So the Gemara says, Mali, what's the difference? Whether the father stole the money or the son stole the money. Of course I'm chayv. So this price only goes, the mutti gets love, only goes in a case. The father swore falsely and the father never was maida. If the father was maida before he died, on this, not he said vidui, Hashem the Magad. If he was maida that he owes the money over here, then the chi of chaimish sets in. And you do collect lachamisa. You don't give the Yashem lachamisa because the Yashem is kapare. There's no chattas and Yashem lachamisa, but the chaimish he would pay. But if the father was not moida while he was alive, even though the Yorish is moida, that's the din that the mutter gives alone. It's really a problem. Why do you need two different psukim? Rashi said the pasuk is in Parshas Nasoi. The swada was chatosum. What do you need another pasuk over here for? I would have thought that the father swearing falsely with the vidya of the son combined together wasn't help. I'm going to say vidui for my father's aver. It doesn't help l'cher. So what do you need two different psukim?
Rabbi, don't we have the pasuk loyimus wa avos albanim wa avos al avos? Don't we say that that's discussing the edus loyimus wa avos al edus banim wa avos al edus al avos?
Okay, right.
But just a way to that between the generations of avos and banim that there isn't that level of responsibility that I'm not.
Pshat is that Pshat is you don't punish the children in Oinish Aguf for a sin that the parents did. And then in addition to the Pshut Shel Mikra, there's an additional level of interpretation that it goes. You can't punish a person based on testimony that was given by his relatives. The both Pshat are not true. One is the basic level of Pshat and the other one is the Drasha. You know? The Rishonim of Sanhedrin point that out. That in Sefer Yeshua, it says L'kayim HaShenema L'yim Sovas Albanim Yeshua, Shmuel, forgot it anyway. So the Pasuk in Nabi quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, Kipshuto. So you see that Pshuto Shal Mikra goes, you don't give an Oinish Aguf to the children if they didn't do the Aveira themselves. And then in addition to that, it's referring to the Psuliatis. But here it's not a question of punishing the children. The children are paying the Chumash because they got the assets Beirusha from the father. So it's Meshuto. There's a Shib and the Chosim over here. Not that the father swore falsely and admitted that he owes the money and then he died penniless. And then the children have to pay chaimish. They don't pay chaimish for the father. They only pay chaimish from what they got b'yerusha from the father. If they got no yerusha, then they don't pay. Only if they got karka, the title of the asmi, you can't force them to pay. It's a mitzvah le'saimim l'ferach chayvus aviyim. It's a mitzvah to pay even from a talpalim that they got b'yerusha from the father. But the bezim will only be kaifa if they got karka from the father, if there's real sheep in the chasm. Then we have the long discussion in the Gemara exactly when is one chayef to pay dalet behei. Is it dafke koinem yush? Is it dafke by mochar? Is it dafke koinem yush? Is it dafke lacha yush? Or is it both koinem and lacha yush? What's the issue regarding mochar? So one issue is lacha yush. If you hold that yush alone is koinem, so once the ganach was koinem, then he sells it, so you should say shalo taveach. He shouldn't be chayef to pay any dollar to hay, because at the time that he sells it, he's not furthering the act of Geneva, he's not making a verse for the Nigna. It already doesn't belong to the Nigna. The Rabbi Natam came up with a Chiddush, in that big, gigantic Taisvis, That was the line that was missing that the Rabbeinu Peretz added on. Rabbeinu Tam came up with the chiddush that there are some Amoraim hold that even though Yish Kediyas Kona, he's still going to be chayv dal of the half. You'll be tovach amacha later, because even though Yish is Kona and Shalot Tavach Shaloi Mocher, but the animal is still labeled as a behema genuva. That was a chiddush. But the Gemara Bayas doesn't consider that possibility. Gemara Bayas is assuming al pi pashtus that if Yush alone is kaina, then the ganav will do tavach amacha after Yush. He's not going to have to pay because it's his already. He's not furthering the ganav. So that's one machlokes. Are you chayiv for tavach amacha after Yush? That depends whether Yush is kaina. What's machlokes whether you chayiv on mochar before Yush? So that's machlokes. Do you require ahanu maiso? So the Gemara says when you sell. Geneva benefesh tochiach. That's our Rabbi Yechon, it says on the top of Samaches on the base. 10 lines from the top. Geneva benefesh tochiach. Goyne nefesh and mechoroi. Benimtza biyoda mois yumas. And the mechoroi is not going to be chal. What you have to say that the mecher is chal? When I sell, I kidnap a person and then I sell him as a slave to somebody else. So it's a mokum to say that it's yushishin meshus or something. Of course it's not. The mechir is not going to be chal. So in that parsha of gan and nefesh and mecharei, there the mechir is clearly lo yahana ma'isa. But here by the behemah it's a machlokes amaroi. Maybe when it says the tvocho o mecharo, maybe the mecharo is hukash to tvocho. By the gan and nefesh and mecharo, the word mecharo is not hukash to anything. But over here in this pasuk, the word Tvacho o mecharo, mecharo is in the same pasuk with tvacho. So tvacho means he did a shechita that's chal. So tvacho is a hana maiso. The shechita is chal. If you make a shechita and you make it into an avela, then you take an atchayiv, dal of the hay. Only if you did a shechita kshera. So that's what prompts the hef of the Amoraim to think that mecharo by a ganav that he should have to pay dal of the hay has to be a hana maiso. So if he's going to sell the behema before yiush. So nobody holds that the shinim shoes below yush lekaleman the amad dekoni. No one's going to hold that the lakech is kainim. So that's a machlokes amaroim whether you would be chayv to pay dal dehei by mochar kainim yush. So the Gemara has three opinions. One opinion is that you chayv dal dehei whether mochar before or after yush. One opinion is it has to be dafke before yush, after yush, you're not chayv anything, not toach, not mochar because yush alone is kainim. And the third opinion that you only chayv. You only chayiv after Yush, because the mochar is chal, and mochar kodem Yush is la hana maisa, but that's not chal. There's going to be a discussion later, we didn't get to it yet. What if the ganav does a mechira, he does an act of mechira which is chal min ha-toira, and mid the rabbanon is not chal. Let's say, you only chayiv dalet behei if mochar shorbaseh is metaltali. So the Gemara has a machlokes in Perek HaZohav. How does one make a kinyan on metaltalin? Machlokes Rabbi Yechonah Vishlokish. Rabbi Yechonah's opinion is that Dvar Torah Mois Koinas. If the Lekech pays money for it, so he's Koina, and the Mekach is binding. And it's only with the Rabbanim that they declared that either party can back out after Mois. So that's, and Vishlokish holds that the Meshicha Mefuresh is B'na Torah, that it's a pasuk in Chumash that the Meshicha and Hagboah. So many Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Tam paskin is like Rabbi Yechon. Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. So that's going to be a discussion in Tosfos. If the ganav sold the shor baseh in a fashion that min haTorah the sale is valid, because the lekech paid him $100, but he didn't make a meshicha, so min haTorah the kinyan is valid. But min Rabban the lechera they said hefker bez nehefker, he can't sell the kinyan mois. So that's. That itself is a question. With the Rabbanon, they said that after making a Kinyan Mois, either party can back out, but whoever backs out gets a Mishapora. So does that mean that with the Rabbanon, they cancel the Kinyan Mois is not Chal, and that's why people have the ability to back out? Or do you say, no, Min HaTorah Mois is Koine, Mid the Rabbanon Mois are Koine also. If you want to back out, so if you back out and you accept a Mishapora, then you can break up the Kinyan. So Kozman no one backs out, then we say that the Mois are Koine. So that's a question, how to read the Mishnah. How do you understand the Shita of Rabbi Yechon? That Dvar Torah Mois Koinas, but Mid the Rabbanon, they give the ability to back out. Did they cancel the Kinyan? They said, Hefke Bez Nehefke, the Kinyan Mois is never Chal, period. Or should you say, no, they didn't cancel the Kinyan. They said, the Mois are Koinas Min HaTorah. Kanim the Rabbanon also. But the Rabbanon, with the power, with the authority of Hefker, with the mechanism of Hefker, Bez and Hefker, they give either party the ability to back out. If somebody backs out and he's Mekabel in the Shepara, then he breaks up the Kinyan. Calls money, doesn't back out, the Kinyan was not broken up. So that itself is also not so clear. What's the pshat that the Rabbanon Moes Anat Kainas? So on the assumption, if you hold that Moes HaKainas even with the Rabbanon, just that you have the ability to back out. So once the Ganav sold the Shorvaseh, and the Lekech paid him cash, so made a Kinyan Moes. So that's Mochar. So there's nothing to clear about. The Shaila will be, what if you should assume that with the Rabbanon they canceled the Kinyan Moes? The Rambam seems to say the first way. There's a Rashi also in Bavli, seems to say the first way. But if you should assume, not like Rashi and the Rambam, the Pashtas and the Gemara, that with the Rabbanon they canceled the Kinyan Moes. So then you got a Shaila, Minatoira, the Kinyan Moes, is a Maisa Kinyan, but with the Rabbanon they canceled it, so it's La Hana Maisa. So how would that compare over here? Is that case would depend on the machloikas hamorim whether mochar before yush is chayv dalad vehei because he did a ma'isa mechira, but it's lo hana ma'isa? Or should I say no? This is worse. This is more svarah to say that he's chayv because here he made a kinyan voice which minatoyre is a hana ma'isa. It's only with the rabbanon that they said it's lo hana ma'isa. So maybe minatoyre he's chayv to pay dalad vehei. So he paid. So that's we didn't get to the gemara yet. We have to learn the next daf. We're not up to that gemara. That's going to be a discussion. So then the Gemara introduces the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether full ownership requires Shaloi u'Bishusai, or it's enough if it's Shaloi, you don't need Bishusai. That we spent a lot of time on. So the Gemara shows that it's really a Machlokes HaTan, right? And the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is which Tana's opinion should be accepted. How did that come into the whole discussion over here? Because there's a Mishnah later, that Mishnah we just referred to, the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says, Gonav v'higdish v'achak kachtov v'homochar pays kefil, because he was goinav v'behemas chulin. V'ein mishalom dalet v'he, because at the time that he's tov v'homochar, it already belonged to Hegdish, and there's no din of dalet v'he on a behem shal Hegdish. So the question is, how do you read the Mishnah? Gonav, v'higdish, v'tovach ha-machar. So gonav is an activity that's done by the ganav. And tovach ha-machar is the activity done by the ganav. So who did the higdish? Also the ganav. Pashup Shat, the ganav did the higdish. So Reish Lakish gets stuck over here. Because the problem is it manav shach, is it koidim yush, is it lacha yush? So if it's koidim yush, gonav, v'higdish, koidim yush, so the Hegdish is not Chal. So why is he Potter from Dalet Vehei? Why is Einim Shalom Dalet Vehei? Hegdish is not Chal. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's Lacha Yiyush. So the Hegdish is Chal. Either because it's Yish Yishin Hashem, or Yish Yishin Yishus, the Hegdish is Chal. But Reish Lakish holds that Yish alone is Koine. You don't need Yish Yishin Yishus, or Yish Yishin Hashem. Yish alone is Koine. So if Gona Vehigdish, the Hegdish is Chal because it was Messiahish. But it says in the Mishnah, Achakach Tovach HaMochar is Ein Mishalom Dalvehe because of the Higdish. Because it's Higdish, not because it's Lacha Yush. But according to Reish Lakish, you never pay Dalvehe after Yush. Because Shalom Tovach Shalom Mocher. So the Mishnah doesn't read straight. That was the Gemara's problem. So Reish Lakish answers, on Adav, on Samachas HaMabeh. So Reish Lakish answers, Gona v'Higdish v'Achakach Tovach HaMochar means Higdish HaBailim. Gona means the Ganav stole it. Higdish means the nignav was magdushit, v'achakach tovach hamacha, the ganav is tovach hamacha. So Rabbi Yechon holds that that's a deichik, it doesn't fit in with the Mishnah. But that's a Reish Lakish interprets. So then the Gemara says, but the din is not true. How can the nignav be magdushit behemah? It's ain't a b'shusai. Rabbi Yechon says, gozom anasnash ha'abaylam sh'teim ain't v'chon lakdisha, z'elefish ain't a b'shusai. So that's Reish Lakish says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yechon. I hold that even though it's ain't a b'shusai, you're a full b'aylam, I hold like the Tznuin. Then the Gemara raises a question. If Higdish HaNignav, does the Chazur carry the Bailam? So how does it say in the Mishnah, Mishalom Tashlomei Kefel? What's the din? The Gemara says, Achidish, in the following case, I stole an automobile. Gneva. I did a Gneva, not a Gzela. I did a Gneva, so I'm chayv to pay back Karen Mikefel. The automobile is worth $20,000. I'm chayv to give back $40,000. $20,000 Karen, $20,000 Kefel. And then later on, I go and I return the automobile, chazra Karen Labayla. I give it back to the Nignav and I apologize for stealing and I try to make up. And then the Nignav is so angry, he brings witnesses after chazra Karen Labayla, after I paid him, after I gave him back the Amad, the automobile, he brings witnesses who testified that I stole, they were watching when I stole the automobile. So would I have to pay kefal or not? So the Gemara says, not because chazer keren labayim. So how does Reish Lakish learn pshat in the Mishnah? Ganav, the ganav stole, the higdish, the nignav was magdish. And then the ganav was tavach hamachar, so kefal he pays because of the gneva that he did before the hakdosha. Dalav dehei, he doesn't pay because the animal is now hegdish. And if you do tficha mechira and a beimishal hegdish, so you're not chayv to pay dalav dehei. So the Gemara asked the kasha, why do I pay kefal? If hegdish ha nignav, so that's the equivalent of chazer keren labayim. He was makdish as animal and he's going to, so the korban is kodesh on his behalf. So shouldn't that be the equivalent of chazer keren labayim? He's able to use it for his purposes. The nignav is using the animal for his purposes. He's acting like a balabas, that it's his. So if chazer keren labayim, why does it say in the Mishnah that I have to pay kefal? So the Gemara answers, it must be that there was already a hamada bedin, there was a hamada bedin on the kefal, there was a omad bedin on the kefal before the higdish. And for the mark Yishamad Bidin, that's five lines from the bottom of Samaches on the base. But if it wouldn't have been Amad Bidin before the Nignav would be Magdish, then it's like a case of Chazer Karen Labailim. And you can't hold the Ganav responsible to pay the Kefal. Because the Karen is considered as if it were returned. It's an interesting idea. That's called Hashavas. The Gemara assumes that's called Chazer Karen Labailim. Because the Nignav was magdish the animal. If you hold like Reish Lakish, the holds like the Tznuim, that a dovishu shaloi v'ena b'shusoi, you can't be magdish and you can't be moicher. So the original owner, the rightful owner, is magdish it. So that's considered chazak keren labayim. It isn't really. Gemara assumes that that's the equivalent of chazak keren labayim, and they don't dispute that. It's not the Reish Lakish says it's not chazak keren labayim. It's not a machleik zabiach and Reish Lakish whether that's chazak keren labayim. Mishlosh agrees that if it would have been Higdish Han Nignav before Amad Bedin, that Ganav would not taka not pay kefal. But Hachmas Kinon, Kishamad Bedin on the kefal before he was Higdish. So then the Gemara asked the Kasha, if that's the case, so why does it say in the Mishnah, 9 Dalad on the base, that he doesn't, the Ganav doesn't pay Dalad Vehei if he's Tolach HaMachar after the Hagdoshim? But we have Rava's Memra. That if there was a Gemar Din, if the Bezin said, say, Tenloy, on the Keren and the Kefal, before the Tavach HaMachar, and then the Ganav does Tvicha Mechira, so then Rava says he's not chayv to pay Dalad Dehei. That's a Shaila. Why is that so? Rava's Din, three lines from the bottom of Samaches and Beis. If the Bezin Paskin means a Ganav stole a Sherba Seh, and he didn't do Tavach HaMachar yet, he only did a Geneva. And two witnesses come to the Bezin, the Bezin makes them Gemar Din, you have to pay Karen Kefal. You have to give back the original Beim, and they have to pay another time that value. So if the Bezin said, say, Tendloy, and then afterwards the Ganav is going to be Tovach HaMachar, it's not going to be Chayav. And he gives a whole explanation. My time, he came into Paskul and Milsei, since they made a Gemar Din by declaring, say, Tendloy, it's Tovach HaMachar after the say, Tendloy, Havle Gazlan, the Gazlan doesn't pay Dal Dehei. It's an interesting hesder. But if the Bezin only said, then Tavach HaMachar, he would still be Chayv Dalav Hei. What's the difference? Whether the Bezin said, say Ten, or the Bezin said, Chayv Atalitnai, what does it mean? So we had in the Rishonim, the Tap Tosis on Samach Tosis on Aleph has one opinion, and then in the Tosis in Sanhedrin, Davav HaMabez, the Ramaskal Nigmar Dinoi, there's a different opinion. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim here. How do you understand Rava's Din? So some Rishonim understand that it's a din dalad behayam rachmanav lo beis v'gimel. Let's say, for example, the Gemara has this din. Let's say a case that the ganav is not chayv kefal. Where do you have a case that the Ganav is not chayv kefil? Let's say Moedi Biknas is potter, and we paskin Machlegs Rabbi Shmuel Moedi Biknas Vachakach Boedim. What's it in? So we paskin Moedi Biknas is not only potter. If Edim don't come, even Achakach Boedim Moedi Biknas is also potter. So let's say a Ganav stole the Shorvaseh, and then he comes and he's Moedi in front of Bezin that I stole the Shorvaseh. So the din is that he's chayv to give back to Shorvaseh, or he's chayv to pay the Karen. And he's not chayv to pay kefil. Moedi Biknas is potter. Even if Edom will come later on, he won't be chayv. After he's Moedi Biknas, then he goes and he's Tovach HaMocha. So the Gemara says, since he's not chayv to pay kefil, so what is he going to pay? He's going to pay, how much is Dalad Vehei? Dalad Vehei does mean Tovach is mechayv me to pay another four times the value of the animal. The Dalad Vehei includes the once is Keren and once is kefil. So Chamisha Bakasham Tachas Hashor, by Hashor he pay an additional three. Rabatzon Tachas Hasei pay an additional two times. 2x, twice x. X is the value of the behemoth. So the Gemara says, if you're not Chayv Kefil, then you're Chayv Dalad Vehei. Over here, let's say he's Potter from Kefil because of his Moedi Biknas. Moedi Biknas, even Achach Boedim, is also going to remain Potter from the Kefil. So the Kefil is not going to pay, just going to pay the Keren. Kefil will be Potter, then he'll pay two times the value of the shor, three times the value of the shor for Tovach HaMochar, or two times the value of the seh for Tovach HaMochar. So the Gemara says, there is no such thing. Chamisha Bakar Rahmana, velo Dalit. So how do you understand that din? That's a din in the Gemara din, that the Bezin cannot make a Gemara din on base v'gimel, unless it's agav the Gemara din on the kefa, has to be one Gemara Din. Has to be one Gemara Din. You can't have a Gemara Din on base of the Gimel separately. It's a Din in Gemara Din. Oh, no. It doesn't have to be one Gemara Din. It's just a Din in Tashlumen. There is no such thing as Tashlumen of base of the Gimel. Has to be Tashlumen of Daladei. So that's the Shaila over here. If the Rava says, if the Bezdin made a Gemara Din, and they said, say ten loy, the simple reading of the Gemara is that say ten loy is a Gemara Din, and a chayv atalitan loy is not a Gemara Din. Until Bezdin tells him, you have to pay, say ten loy, go pay the money, it's not called a Gemara Din. Chayv atalitan loy is not a Gemara Din. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So it would appear from the Gemara, the simple pshat, that the din of Dalad, the Ha'am Rachmana, the Lord Gimel, the Dalad, it's either Dalit, Chamisha Bakasham, Tachas Hashor, V'Abatzon, Tachas Haseh, or you only pay the Keren. You don't have to pay Keren plus base, or Keren plus Gimel. You have to have Keren plus Kefil, and on top of that, you have to have more. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Bezdin already made a Gemar Din on the Keren and the Kefil, then they're going to have to make a separate Gemar Din on the base for Gimel. So there is no such thing as a separate Gemar Din on the base for Gimel. That's one way to read the Gemara.
We say that the Moedi Biknas is potter, then his hoda'a is a Hagodas Edus?
No, it's not Hagodas Edus. No, he's not Kosher.
So we say, Kiman Shehigi Shuvenim Lukhozer Magi?
What do you mean, Kiman Shehigi Shuvenim Lukhozer Magi? What does that mean?
So, well, we believe that he admitted.
Yeah.
So then he's not high in the Biknas.
Moedi Biknas is potter. Yeah, there is a din. Moedi Biknas is potter. That is correct.
So what's wrong with
him
coming back? Why don't we accept? Why don't we open court again and
there's
judge
the
case?
Why is Moedi Biknas v'akach bo'edim? Why is it potter? A pasuk. The Gemara had two pesukim for Moedi Biknas. So the Gemara had one pasuk goes Moedi Biknas v'ein sham edim. The other pasuk tells you if Moedi Biknas, even if Hachkach Boedim, is still not going to be Chayv. It's a poiter, strange thing. I don't know. So one way to understand Rav's din, it doesn't really read well in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says on the last line, Havalei Gazel Magazel Neim Shalom Dal Vehei. So the Gemara doesn't say what I'm saying. The Gemara sounds like it's a different explanation. But L'chori, one could say it would be a doichik to fit it into the words. I don't know how. It would be a doichik. So one could perhaps say that the din of Rava was Chayv Atalitan Lo is not a Gemar Din. Say Ten Lo is a Gemar Din. And Tosfos says, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, Nigmar Adin, Yata Rashoi Livtsoa. Bezdin is only permitted to suggest a pshore if it's like Nigmar Adin. Once it's Nigmar Adin, then I'll have to suggest a pshore. So you must say, Hechidami Nigmar Adin. Ishplani Yata Zaki, Ishplani Yata Chai. Why? But Agmar says that that's not a Gmar Adin. So Tyson says, Anachanami. That din in Sanhedrin, and Nigmar Adin, Yata Rashoi Livtsoa, Bezdin is not permitted to recommend a pshore, to push for a pshore. It's not only if nigmar hadin, if it's so close, afal gav to lahavik mar din mamish kim shikar hadin ligomer, also lahatos es hazakai. Even though it's not a gmar din, that gemara in Sanhedrin is not to be taken literally. Nigmar hadin yata rasha olav tzoy. If it's so close to the gmar din, so then it's called a pshara betoys. If Bezin is going to convince him to go for a pshara, it's not fair. Bezin already knows that he's going to win all the money. He will be awarded all the money, so it's not fair on their part. So that's one pshat in the gemara. That rov is din. That if the Bezin said, say, ten loy on the Karen and the Kefil, and then the Ganav goes and he shechts, but he's not going to be chayv dollar the hay, is because say, ten loy is a Gmar Din. And once he had a separate Gmar Din on the Karen and Kefil, then you're going to have to make a separate Gmar Din on base v'gimel. When he's going to be Tolach HaMocha later, there's going to be a separate Gmar Din. So you can't make a Gmar Din on base v'gimel. It's either you make a Gmar Din on Hamisha Boker Yisham Tachas HaShav Abatzan Tachas HaSeh, one big Gmar Din. Or the Gmar Din is only on the Keren and Kefil. You can't make a separate Gmar Din on the base of a Gimel alone. That's one way to learn Pshat. Doesn't really fit in well into Loshon HaGemar. Have it like Gazlan. But then we said there's another way to read Pshat. No, there's no such halacha. That it has to be the same Gmar Din on the base of a Gimel has to also be a Gmar Din on the Kefil, on the Keren and Kefil. No, that's not the halacha. You can make a separate Gmar Din on Keren and Kefil. You can make a separate Gmar Din on the base of a gimel, he'll do tovach hamacha later. If he say chayiv atalit, it's also a gmar din. It's also a gmar din. And the pashup shat in the gemara Sanhedrin is like that. Nigmar adin yata rashoel ptsoya. Why is that? Not because it's so close to a gmar din. It's also the bezin lahatos. It wasn't fair on the part of the bezin. No, nigmar adin means like this. There are two ways for bezin to pasken. The Gemara has a klal in the end of Yivam, is Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daiki. One person makes a Gemara Din, so the case is closed. The only, let's say, they went to the Ktzais and for a Din Torah. Reuben and Shimon went to the Ktzais for a Din Torah. The Ktzais puts together a Bezin, and they pass him based on what it says in his Sefer and the Ktzais, they give a Psar. So then they go afterwards to the Nesivis, and the Nesivis disagrees. The case is closed already. It's not shach to have another psak on the case. That's the Lashon HaGemara, the end of Yivamis. Beidina basa beidina loy daki, a lady bezin does not have the ability to open up a case. There's a difference between hayru asisa v'heter as opposed to a psak of a bezin. Whenever a bezin issues a psak, so it means that the case is closed. Unless the bezin will be convinced that they made a mistake and they'll reverse their psak. That's a different story. Because man, the Ktzais is not convinced that he made a mistake. He holds like his shita. And then later on you go to the Nesivis, he can offer an opinion. The case is closed already. If it's a case of Issa V'Hetta, we're discussing whether the chicken is kosher, we're discussing a Shal and Hilchot Shabbos. So you don't say the case is closed. There's a din. If I asked a Shaila to one rabbi and he said the Chumrah, so the Gemara has a din, Chacham Sha'asar, Ein Chaveh Rasha Lahatir. The Balabas is not allowed to ask the second rabbi for another opinion. He's mechuyev to abide by the psak of the first rabbi. But it's not that the case is closed, because the shaila wasn't really chal on the case. When you ask a shaila in Basa B'chol, or a shaila in Hilchas Treifis, or a shaila in Hilchas Shabbos, it's an abstract shaila. It's not a shaila in the particular activity that I'm about to do, engage in, and the psak is chal on the case. No, the psak is an abstract. So the whole din of Beidina, Basa Beidina Loi Daki, only applies when you have a bezin. That's the chiddush of a psak, the bezin. Bezin psak goes on the case. So that's what the simple reading of the Gemara there in Sanhedrin is like that. That there are two types of a psak that you can give to a case in Dinim Amos. You can either issue a psak of din or a psak of pshara. A pshara is not a compromise to make everybody happy. A pshara is a psak. What does Yosha dictate? So the bezin has an option. The bezin has no right to pass kumshor unless the both parties agree. But if the both parties agree, they submit themselves to the bezin that the bezin should issue a psak of yosher. What does yosher dictate? So once bezin is going to issue a psak, either a psak of din or a psak of pshara, so that psak cannot be reversed. Let's say the two parties agree to a pshara. Bezin comes up with a pshara, Chvei said he should pay 85% of the money that is chayev. They think that the pshara requires you should pay 85%. Then the guy who lost 15%, he finds out later on that if they would have gone for din, if he would have insisted on din, he would have gotten 100% of the money. Now that they both parties agreed for a pshara, so the Bezin decided that Yosha dictates the other fellow should only pay him 85%. So he says later on, I back out from my agreeing to the pshara, I want dafke din. So you can't back out from the pshara. Why not? So the answer is because that's what the Tshuvas HaRosh writes. The Beis Yosef and Chosh Mishpah, Siman Yud Beis, quotes this from the Tshuvas HaRosh. He says, Beidina basa beidina lo idaki, the case is closed. The Bezin gave a psak a pshara, Nigmar din, the case is closed, and nothing to discuss. If Bezin would have made a mistake, in the psak, or Bezin would make a pshara when the parties didn't authorize them to make a pshara, so that psak is not binding. But if the two parties agreed to a pshara, the Bezin had authority. They had the right to make a pshara. Then after they give a psak on the case, not a psak a din, a psak of Yosha, Lefnim Yishua said that after they give a psak, then the Balabas says, I revoke my permission to give a psak of pshara. But at the time that they issued the psak, it was chal. It was kedin. So the Bezin didn't make any mistake. So once the Bezin issues a psak, so the psak is binding. Unless he can convince the Bezin that they should back out from their psak, because they made a mistake. They didn't make any mistake. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nigmar din iyata rashoi levtzaya. You can't have a second Gemar din of din. You can't have a second Gemar din of pshara on a case that already had a Gemar din a moment of din. Just like if the Bezin would issue a psak on pshara, the party who just lost a few dollars can say, I back out from my authorization that the Bezin should make a pshara. I want to have a din and I want to win the full 100%. Too late to say that. Beidina basa beidina loidaki. So the same in the opposite direction. If it's nigmar din, Bezin already gave a psak and didi mominis, so they can't issue a second psak on the same case now based on Yosha. The case is closed. Case is closed either if the Bezin issues a psak of din or a psak of Yosha. So the simple pshat nigmar din, hechidami nigmar din, ishploni atachayev, chayvat edithl no is a gmar din. So Hakamar Gemara says that Chayvat Elitan Lo is Loi Paskul and Nulsei. You have to have Davket say Ten Loi. So the Pash Pshat and Hagemara, this is not the way the Tap Test gave a whole different shot. It's only Gemar Din if you say Ten Loi. And Chayvat Elitan Lo is only so close to the Gemar Din, it's also the Bezin Lahatosa. That's a different shot. But the Test there in Sanhedrin, Vav and Mebeis, gives this Pshat. No, Chayvat Elitan Lo is also a Gemar Din. If the Bezin already said Chayvat Elitan Lo to pay the Keren and the Kefel, and then afterwards the Ganim is going to be Tovach and Machar, Hakan Bezin make a Gemar Din on the base for Gimel separately? No, there's no problem. Dalet Veham Rachmana Velo, base for Gimel, that's a Din in Tashlumin. You can't pay base for Gimel if you don't have the full. There is going to be the full. He's going to pay the Keren with the Kefel, with the base for Gimel, and himself is going to pay everything. It's not a din that you can't make a Gemar din on base with Gimel separately. You can make a Gemar din separately. Our Gemara is saying a different word. If the Bezin not only said Ish Ploni Atachayv, Ish Ploni Atazake, which is a Gemar din, they even said say Ten Loi. So Ten Loi is considered as if the Bezin did a Hashove, as if they took, if the Bezin would take the Shor B'Sev from the Ganef and give it back to the Nignav. That's already Chazra Keren LeBailam. It was returned back to the Bailam. So even though the Bezin didn't do that, they just made a declaration, say Ten Loi, so with the Koyach of Bezin, that they have the ability to do Hefker, Bezin Hefker, it's considered as if they took the Shor B'Sev from the hands of the Ganav, as if they gave it back to the Nignav, and then if the Ganav will further, but it's considered as if, but bottom line, it's still in the Rishus of the Ganav. So if the Ganav will do now Tovach HaMachar, it's considered as if he's making a new Gzela. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. My time, the Gemara says, Havale Gazlan. The Gazlan ain't a Mishalim Dalavahei. Means it's no longer a Geneva. Why is it no longer a Geneva? When the Bezin says, say Ten Loi, it's considered as if that's the Chazur Keren LeBailam, as if that were a Hashava. So the old Geneva is over, terminated, because the Bezin accomplished the Hashava with their statement of say Ten Loi. It's not that say Ten Loi is a Gemar Din. No, Chayvat Elitan Loi is also a Gemar Din. Say Ten Loi is considered past that. Paskul and Nilsa means that's even past the step of Gemar Din. That's considered as if the Bezin, with the power of Hefke Bezin Hefke, as if they did a Hashava on the Chayvitz HaGereva. No, once there's a Hashava, Chazer Keren LeBailam. So then the Ganef is going to do a Tavach HaMachah, so that's as if it's a new Gzela. And a new Gzela is not going to be Chayv Dalet Vehe. So these are the two ways to read this Gemara. Rav is, the one way fits in better into the words of the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara, Havalei Gazlan. So this is how Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah. Gona v'higdish v'achakach tovach ha'mocha v'spata v'ndalad v'hei, because it's Hegdish. He's not potter from Dal Behe because Lacha Yush. He's potter because it's Hegdish. So how can that be? If it's Lacha, if it's Kodim Yush, how can it be Magdish? Ain't on Magdish, don't be alone. If it's Lacha Yush, he's still not Chayiv Dal Behe. Shlokish is like Yush alone is Kaina. So he's not Chayiv Dal Behe, even if he wouldn't have been Magdish it. So why does the Mishnah only say, and I ain't Dal Behe is Gona, the Higdish? And in Mishalim Dal Behe, because it's Hegdish. So the whole thing is Kakai. So Vishlokesh comes up with this fantastic pshat that's not at all pshuto. Gonav ha-ganav, v'higdish ha-bailim, v'akach tovach machar ha-ganav. Two different people doing two different things over here. That's how he reads pshat. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't accept your pshat. Aside from the fact that it's a doichik that he's switching the people in the Mishnah, Gonav is one person, Higdish is a different person. Aside from that doichik, Rabbi Yochanan says, al pidin, it's not true. Because Eidan and Magdush Dovashayna Bishusoy, the Nignav cannot be Magdush. And then the Gemara says, Who the Omek it's Noim? Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah here like it's Noim. That you do have the ability to be Magdush at Dovashayna Bishusoy. Then the Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni. That the farmers used to be mitzayinim es hasode. They used to make tziyunim. So they made a tziyun on a soda that was orla, a tziyun on a soda that was kerem revai, and a tziyun kvaris. It's very strange in the Mishnah why it goes backwards. It says kerem revai mitzayinim osa b'ksusus adoma, and orla hoyim mitzayinim osa b'charsis. Orla the first 3 years, kerem revai is the fourth year. So the Achrayim don't know why the Mishnah is out of order. And then it's another strange thing. You make Tziyun HaKvaris, that's a sugya in the beginning of Moed Katan. The first half of Moed Katan, the Mishnah Gemara talks about Tziyun. You have to be Mitzayin Beis HaKvaris. A Kohanim shouldn't walk on by mistake. A Kohen is not permitted to be Mitamil Mason. So whenever you have a cemetery book, sometimes you have a cemetery book, Kohanim may go. If you're old Kibbe Yaakov and not Mitame. So you don't have to be Mitzayin that, because no tragedy will come out. Why is it important to let everybody know? Only if it's also for Kohanim to enter. So if you have a Beis HaKvaris, but it's also for the Kohanim to go, then you have to be Mitzayin the Beis HaKvaris. The Gemara says on the last daf in Cheskes Habatim that one of the Amoraim was appointed to the job to be Mitzayin to put up signs around the Moras HaMachpelah. So Kohanim should know that they're not allowed to go. So Tosfos Frek Akasha, all of the four couples who were dead and buried in the Moras HaMachpelah, none of them are Jewish. Adam Arishan, Avram, Yitzchak and Yankiv, they're all Kodem Matan Torah. None of them are Jewish. So no one's been Tamei Ba'ohel. So why do you have to make signs that Kohanim shouldn't go? What's wrong if Kohanim go?
What about Tzadikim and Ometalim?
Huh?
Tzadikim. You
brought Tzadikim and Ometalim. Kibit Tzadikim doesn't say in the Gemara. There is no such thing.
Wasn't that wrong here?
Yeah. The Gemara says seems that not. The simple reading is that they were not Bintamim. That's what Tosis asks. So Tosis says that there is no such din that only the Jews are Mitame Goyim and Amtan. The din is Odom Kiyom is Boil. Atam Kriyim Odom. Einum is Odom Kriyim Odom. So Odom Arishan. He's Adam. That's his name. He's Adam. Avram Avinu state Adam Agadol Banakim. So he's also Adam. So Tosis comes up from a different angle that Adam Arishan is Adam, and Avram Avinu was Adam. Adam Agadol Banakim. So therefore, it's Mitami. The Ramban says he doesn't understand Bechalal what Tosis is belliating about. What do you mean? The Ob is Kodem Matan Torah. Of course, they're Mitami. So that's what the Mishlam Melech has, a famous essay. Mishlam Melech has a drush sefer that's called Parashas Drochim. So most of the drushes are very down to earth. He has a drush about humility, and a drush about tzedakah, and a drush about Malchus Beis David, and a drush about Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful drushes. And he has one drush that's a little irregular. what was the status of our Rami Tzliyaki Kedem Atan Ter? So he has this pilpul, the obvious Kedem Atan Ter, that it's a fundamental machlokes Taisus and the Ramban. That Taisus holds that they didn't have a din of a Jew. The obvious Kedem Atan Ter, lo yotze bechlal ben enoach, until Matan Ter, there were no Jews. And the Ramban says no, from the days of Avram Avinu on, they were Jewish. So he goes into long pilpulim. That's the part that that some of the Gedolim were upset about, that part of the Mishnah Melech's drasha. That's one of his drashas. All the other drashas are regular. So this whole machlokes came about because the Gemara says Rabbi Abbo, I think, was given the responsibility to put siyunim, to put markers around the Maris HaMachpelah. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Ma'akotna, you only mechuyev to put siyunim if it's a Beis HaKvaris where Kohanim are forbidden to go. So that was the question that Tosfos raised. Why is it forbidden for the Kohanim to go in the Maris HaMachpelah? The assumption is that they're not allowed to go in Maris HaMachpelah. So some say, well, the Ovis were buried so many thousands of years ago, so Mestama, there's nothing left, so Kohanim can go. But you see in the days of the Gemara, the days of the Amoraim, the Gemara assumes that the Kohanim are not allowed to go. Otherwise, why did they make Tziyunim? So that was also a long time. That was also over 1,000 years since Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. That was over 1,000 years since they died till the days of Damarai. So do we have the right to assume that in the last 2,000, the last 1,500 years, the bodies disappeared, there's nothing left? If they were there in the days of Damarai, some of them are still there now also.
Yeah. Maybe it's not to avoid, but maybe it's to go there to Mishpala, Kibrit, Tzadikim. It's a Chuzavos.
I mean, for a different reason. To be Mitzai in the Maris HaMachpelah.
Tourist attraction.
Tourist attraction. Make money. To make money.
Good
thing. Another teretz. Tesis goes with Halacha. Tesis goes that the chiyuv to make Tzion is only if it's Mitame. That's what they call the Gemara. You're saying for a different reason.
Like have a ruffle on it was on their way out. Mm-hmm. So on their way back in, they
stop by
the.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
it say maybe?
That
Rambam,
a shower was
sprayed
in his head.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the bodies were around.
The bodies were around.
All over the place now. If we want to say that about Shavuos, then for sure we say that about Dar Mabel, that it wouldn't be around anymore. The bars are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Tumas Chutzlo is only the Rabbanon. So maybe Menator, we assume that everything is crushed, everything is turned into powder, and then no more Mason from the Dor HaMam. Maybe the whole Chum is only the Rabbanon because of this reason. But this Gemara is in the end of Cheskes Abatim. Sounds like it's a real din. They were making Tziyun on the Beis HaKvaris of the Maris HaMachpelah. Sounds like because Kohanim are not allowed to go. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara.
There's no tumas markers. Is this walk on the walk on the cabin?
It's only oil. Magas only if you touch the mace. Yeah, it's only oil. Yeah, it's only oil. If the mace would be above the ground, and you walk with that with your bare foot, that would be maga. If you walk with shoes, and you walk on top of the mace, and you're pushing the bones, you're pushing the body, that would be masa. And if the body is buried under the ground, then it's only going to be ohel. It's only going to be ohel. The Rashash in Psochim on Daf Tes has a famous piece that the later Gedolim discuss. He says that Meisei Akam are not metame ba'ohel, but they are metame b'maga m'masa. So he wants to say, based on the Gemara at the end of Chulin, in Perek Arev HaRetav, that there are three kinds of ohel. One is if you mahel on the mace, one is if the mahel the mace on top of you, and the third one is Oilam Shochar. So the Rashash quotes a Gemara, there's Machlek Zabai Berovin, the last perik, the end of Chulin there, by Orv HaRaitev, not the last perik of Chulin. It's towards the end of Chulin. The last perik, I think, is Shiloh HaKan. But one of the later prokim is Orv HaRaitev, all about Tumah. So Rava distinguishes between the different ohels. So Rava says that to be Mahil on top, directly on top of a mace, that's a Pchina like Mago. It only has the din of ohel if it's oil hamshocha. So Rava there is talking about a topic that Tosis quoted over here. Tosis on Samach Tes on the base. Tosis quotes that Gemara. And Chulan Dav Kuf Chav Dalar on the base. The Gemara talks about, can you be mitzar p'tuch atzoy shir or not? So the Gemara makes a suggestion that maybe there's a difference between Maga and Ova. So Rava claims if you mahil on top of the mace, I consider that Choma like Maga. But if it's Oil Amshacha, that's a lower level, that's only Tumas Ova. So the Rashash wants to say that Mace Akma not Mitami Ba Ohel only goes Oil Amshacha. But if you mahil directly on top of the mace, I'm walking directly above the mace, maybe I treat that like Maga. And may say akamah mitami b'maga. So that's a pilpul in the latest svarim. Is he right or wrong? If you'll exclude may say akam from tumas ohel, are you going to say no? But if you mile directly on top, that's worse. That's treated like maga. So that the may say akamah mitami. Or do you say no? For the purposes of may say akam, that's called oil. It's not called maga. That's a chiddush in the rashash and a pilpul in the latest svarim. Yeah. What's the din of peiros that grow during shnas hashmita? Are supposed to be treated like Hefker. Hashvi'is tishmeteno unetashto. That means you have to treat it like Hefker. What does it mean that the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafkarit, or the Torah declares that it's Hefker? So this is a famous machlekes between Rav Yosef Karo and the Mabit. Rav Yosef Karo understood the pshat tishmeteno, the farmer should be mafkarit. Kolzman, the farmer is not mafkir. It's not Hefker. It does not become Hefker automatically. It's not what we would call afkaita de malko. That's an expression that the Gemara has, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkirit, like Hefker Vezna Hefker. So and the Mabit holds no, that it's Afkaita de Malkum. So let's say if the field is owned by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, or the field is owned by Hegdish, and the non-Jew is not Mechuyev to observe Mitzvah Satar, he's not Mechuyev to be Mafkirit. So according to the Beis Yosef, it won't become Hefker. But if the field is owned by Hegdish, what, Hegdish is not mechuyev to keep any of the mitzvahs Satar? The field is owned by Hegdish. The gizbar is taking care of the property of Hegdish. But the gizbar is not authorized to be mafka the field. So the pashtus is, according to the Beis Yosef, the field should not become hefka. So that's what the Rashash quotes on Samach Tesem and Aleph. He quotes that there's an explicit, after the Rashash, many others quoted that Yerushalmi, Rav Kook and others quoted that Yerushalmi. But the Rashash over here is the first one who quoted that. So the Yerushalmi has in two places, learns that from a pasuk, that even if the field belongs to Hegdish Mamish, the Sodash al Hegdish Mamish, the Peris become Hefker. So you see, the Peris is not like the Beis Yosef. It's not that the Bala Sota has a mitzvah to be Mapke the Peris. The Peris are declared as Hefker automatically. So that's what Tosfos is not sure. Dibar Maskel v'Hatznuim. Tosfos is not sure, the first line, Ishvi is no heges bekerem revai or not. If the din is like this, then I have what to say. They're not sure. They write that there's a suffix. What's the room to be mistapik? Ishvi is no heges bekerem revai. In kerem revai, we have exera shava kodesh kodesh from Maisa Sheni. And Maisa Sheni, that's Beisilo. That's the machlek is Bishamin Beisilo. The Gemara quotes it, and on the base, there's exera shava kodesh kodesh. That's because we follow Beisilo Shita. The Shammai holds that there is no Gzerah Shavah Kodesh Kodesh. What's the relevance, what's the significance of this Gzerah Shavah? That in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Vayikra, in the end of Parshas B'chukosai, it says, Yish ki yigom in ma'isvah ha'mishisa yosef olof. If you pay to your own ma'isvah sheni, you have to be ma'isvah chaymish. If I'm pay to someone else's ma'isvah sheni, I'll just give karen, I don't have to give chaymish. So what about if you pay to your own netter revai? There's no pasuk at all. There's no pasuk that speaks about pinyan netter revai bichlal. It's not possible. It's just that the drasha, it says Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. So the Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, here Tosis quotes it. Kodesh Kodesh Yalef Mimaisa. Tosis alludes to that Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Hey. So the Gemara has a drasha. Kodesh Hilulim is Miloshen Chilulim Achle V'Hoder Achle. If you want to eat and at the Rabbi Chutz Yerushalayim, you can be poida it, and after being poida, then you're permitted to eat at Chutz Yerushalayim. That was why Tosfos had a kasha. Why did the Gemara need a drasha achle v'hoder achle? Why don't you learn everything out from the Gzeirah Shavah Kodesh Kodesh? Because even after achle v'hoder achle, you still don't know are you Moisef Chaymish or not when you put your own netter revai. There's no pasuk. So Bisham and Bisil have a machlekes. So Bisil will say, yes, you're Moisef Chaymish. How did they get it from? Where's the pasuk? The answer is it's a Gzeirah Shavah Kodesh Kodesh from Moisef Sheni. Moisef Sheni is a Beferish pasuk. That when you pay to your Moisef Chaymish, so the same applies to Netter Revai. So that's what Tyson says. So what do you need the whole drasha of Hilulim? Chilulim. You read it as if it were written Chilulim. And you say, Achle, v'hoder Achle. First, you can be paid it, and then you're allowed to eat the peres neter avaychus liyushalayim. If you're going to have to come on to the Gzera Shavah Kodesh Kodesh anyway to tell you the details, that when you pay the neter avaychus liyushalayim, so learn the whole thing of pidyon out from the Gzera Shavah. That was Taisa Kasha. Why do you need two makairis to teach you the same din that is pidyon neter avaychus? So Taisa gave an answer based on details. I wouldn't know that there's an institution opinion that the Ravai in the third year or the sixth year or the seventh year, in the third year and the sixth year, there's Maisa Oni. There is no Maisa Sheni. So if there's no Maisa Sheni, there's no Pidyon Maisa Sheni, by definition. So if there's no Pidyon Maisa Sheni, I might have thought mistakenly that there's no Pidyon that the Ravai in the third year and the sixth year. You can only be paid in that the Ravai grew in the other years. Whatever that the Ravai grew in the third year and the sixth year, maybe there's no Pidyon. Same thing the seventh year. There's no net. There's no Maisa Sheni. So I would have thought, if there's no Maisa Sheni, there's no Pidyon Maisa Sheni. There's no Pidyon Maisa Sheni. So there's no din of Pidyon that they revise. And that's why I needed an extra pasuk, a separate pasuk, Achle, Uhadar Achle, that even in those years, namely the third and the sixth and the seventh year, when the Maisa Sheni doesn't exist, there still is an institution of Pidyon of that they revise. It's a little funny answer. A little strange. But that's why they quote from the Yishalmi like that. I would have thought like that. The Netziv gave his own fantastic explanation on this. He gave a whole shiur klali. He said that's about Tzvei Dinim. There was a period of time when the Netziv was an old man that he and his granddaughter's husband, who was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, were both giving shiur in the yeshiva. I think the Netziv gave shiur 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and he learned three. They used to learn approximately a daf yomi. He used to learn, that was before the institution of Daf Yomi was suggested for the Balabatim to learn, but the yeshiva, they learned approximately a blot gemara there. So the Netziv would cover the Beis Gimel and Dalet, and the Rav Chaim would cover Daf Hei Vav and Zayin. Then the next week, in Shabbos, they would chazen. Then the next week, the Netziv would go weiter. He would go Ches Tes Yud. And then Rav Chaim would go Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. It's very hard to understand how they blended it together. The Shurim is so different. So they write that some of the Talmidim boycotted Rav Chaim Shir. They didn't like this new chemical analysis of the Talmud, the old style, like the Netziv. And others boycotted the Netziv. This is good stuff. Rav Chaim was good stuff. And once in a while, apparently, the Netziv gave a shiur like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim never gave a shiur like the Netziv. Once in a while, the Netziv would give a shiur like Rav Chaim. So this one, the Sefer of the Netziv, the Chibur of the Netziv on the Shultas, was written when he was 17 years old. That's before he had any grandchildren. He got married at, he was bar mitzvah. He was only 13 when he got married. But his wife was a few years older than him. But he has in his sefer on Parshas Kedoshim, he has this fantastic shtikl Torah, this mamish, this style of Rav Chaim. He has the four kashas, and he gives this one teretz, Ashir Kloli, for all the four kashas. So one of the kashas was this Tosfos kasha. Why do you need two sources to teach you the same din? Hilulim, chilulim achle, v'hadar achle, that there exists an institution of pidyon neter revai, and then you learn it off in the Gzera Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh. Why do you need two sources? Then the second kasha was that Tosfos there, in Brachas Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph, quotes from the Shiltas. The Shiltas is a Sefer Psak, who explains dinim for B'nai Chutz Lortz. He lived in Bavon, Rabbi Choy, lived in Bavon. So he says, when you pay the neter revai, you pay the anashova pruto. So all the Achrayim jump on. What do you mean, Shavah Pruta? You can only put down on Kesef. This is one of the three cases where Shavah Kesef is Lavki Kesef. How do you say you put down a Shavah Pruta? Then he forgot to say that you're Moisef Chaimish. Just as you give a Shavah Pruta, you call it quits, you put it. Because since Bizman Azed, that's based on the Gemara in the end of Erechem. And since Bizman Azed is not Pseidele Hekdish, so we allow even Lachatchila Hekdish Shavah Mana, Shechila Shavah Pruta Mechula. We allow it Lachatchila. But it can't be on a Shavah Pruta. It has to be Dafkan a Pruta. You can't be paid a Maisa Sheni on Shavah Kesef. You have to have Dafke Kesef. Hegdish, you can be paid a. Hegdish, Shavah Mana, Shechel, or Shavah Pruta. Pidyon Hegdish can be on Shavah Kesef. Just can't be on Karak Avonim and Shtoris. But all other Shavah Kesef that's metaltalim can be used for the purpose of Pidyon Hegdish and Pidyon Abed. Pidyon Abed, you're allowed to use Lachatchila Shavah Kesef. There's no din you have to Dafke give Kesef even a Lachatchila. You can give Shavah Kesef also, but Pidyon Maisa Sheni, not the Revai, that's a pasuk. It's hard to kesef biyadecha. Allah says davki kesef and not shavah kesef. How can the shulta say that you put down a shavah pruta? Then he forgot to say that you say a bracha before you do a pidyon not the Revai, Maisa Sheni. The Rambam quotes, you got to say a bracha. Shere kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. A pidyon Maisa Sheni. So he forgot. So it's a pella that it's the Shilters wrote a Sefer Halacha. He made three errors in the details of the Halacha. He says he put down a Shavuot, he forgot to say Ma'isav Chaimish, but the Yevad, the Chaimish is not Leikuva, but L'chatchil, you have to be Ma'isav Chaimish. And he left out the Bracha and the Shavuot Kesef, and he left out the Chaimish. Everything is wrong. And then you have the Kasha that Taisus asks, why do you need two Psukim to tell you the same thing? So the Stil comes up with this fantastic Chiddush HaSadot Zvei Dinim over here. There's a Pidyon Shal Mitzvah, and there's a Pidyon HaMatir. He says, the Shiltis wrote his Sefer for B'nai Bavel. So in Bavel, you're talking about Net the Revai B'chutz Loretz. And Machlek Zerushan, whether it exists. Tosis in Kiddushin, that base on the base, has a whole dissertation. The whole gigantic Arichas, whether it exists. The Rama doesn't exist. Rama says, there's only Orlo B'chutz Loretz. Rama has a whole Kiddush. There doesn't exist Net the Revai B'chutz Loretz. And the Rambam says, not like the Goinim who say, Rabbi Choy wasn't really, he's known as Rabbi Choy, and it's not really one of the Goinim. The Goinim were the presidents of the yeshiva. Rabbi Choy never had that yoke on his head. He never had to raise money. He was not the president of the yeshiva. He sat and he learned. Didn't have to raise the money. So they call him Rabbi Choy because he lived in the Tkufas HaGoinim, but he wasn't really from the Goinim, strictly speaking. So the Sefer of the Shiltas is a Sefer Psak for the B'nai Bavel. So he's writing about Orla B'chutz Loretz. He's writing about Net the Revai B'chutz Loretz. So Net the Revai B'chutz Loretz, really you shouldn't have any of the mitzvahs of Tlis Baretz apply in B'chutz Loretz. That's the mission in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, that Kol HaMitzvahs HaNogas Baretz Ein Nogas B'chutz Loretz, except for Orla and Chodosh. So what's the Biur? The Gemara learns that from Psukim. So what's the bottom line? Why is Orla and Chodosh different? So Achrayim write the Svara because Orla is an Iser and Chodosh is an Iser. Trumas and Maisvus and Shmita B'yoyv and Alakit Shikhepeh, these are mitzvahs. So mitzvahs I say, which is an agricultural mitzvah, doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz. But the Isurim, the Iser of Orla and the Iser of Chodosh, the Isurim do apply to Chutz Loretz. So the Shiltas apparently thinks that the Pidyon Neta, the Neta Revai is not B'chutz Loretz, only the Iser aspect, not the Mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, when you have a Neta Revai, so you have an Iser, you're not allowed to eat in Chutz Yerushalayim, and you have a Mitzvah Lahalos Ol Yerushalayim. It's a Mitzvah to bring it. B'chutz Loretz, Nishke Mitzvah, you just have the Iser. You're not allowed to eat the Neta Revai Chutz Yerushalayim. But it's not that you have a mitzvah to go to bring it to Yerushalayim and to eat it there, B'gdush of Tar. You can leave it in Chutz Loretz and let it right away, as long as you don't violate the Isar of eating it in Chutz Loretz. So that's what the Netziv suggests. Apparently, the Shiltas thinks that the Net, the Revai, the Chutz Loretz only has the Isar aspect. It doesn't have the mitzvah aspect. So that's why there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim or to be paided. So that's why when you pay the, you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha on the pinyon when it's a pinyon shal mitzvah. When it's my shesheni on that to revive the grew in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it, or it's a mitzvah to be paid it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. So then when you're doing the pinyon, that's a pinyon shal mitzvah. So when you perform a mitzvah, you say a bracha. When you do the pinyon on that to revive the chutzal, it's only a pinyon on matir. So that's why you don't recite the bracha. And that explains why there's no chomesh. Why? Because the Taisis points out in the end of Nida, and it's in quotes that Tosfos needed of Samachvav and Beis says that Alachatchila deraisa only makes sense in the area of a mitzvah. In the area of a matir, it doesn't make sense to say Alachatchila tzasim b'riyevet is mutter. Alachatchila shouldn't mix it into your pot of soup, but b'riyevet, if you mix it in, then it's mutter. It can't be such a thing. In mitzvahs, you have Alachatchila b'riyevet. Alachatchila, there's a mitzvah b'shalim musa, let's say Alachatchila lulu tzarech egev. Alachatchila, zekele v'anveyum, shum hide mitzvah. But the Yevid, if you didn't tie it up, you didn't tie the lulav, the hadassim, and the rabbi said, but the Yevid, you yotze without egged. That's how we pass it. Lulav ain't a tzarech egged, but lachatchila for the mitzvah b'shalim musa, you got to do like that. Where else? You have a lot of lachatchilas. Lachatchila, when you recite Kriya Shema, tzarech lahashmir li oznov. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim to say that that's a lachatchila deraisa. But the Yevid, im lo hishmir li oznov, if a person whispered the Kriya Shema, didn't say it loud enough that he should be able to hear. So it's a machlegi satanoim, and we pass on the shulchan al tebid yevid yoyotze. So that's a mitzvah lachat. That's a lachatchila deraisa to do the mitzvah in a more b'shalim musa fashion. Or it says in Shulchan Aruch also a din lachatchila. When a person wears tzitzis, so you should sit with the dechutei tzitzis instead of hanging down. Most people have tzitzis hangs down. So lachatchila should come out through the sides. b'diyevet if he's not medaktik, but that's a b'diyevet. He's here, it's in the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. So you have a lot of lachatchilas in b'diyevet. You bring a korban mincha, you put in the shemen, you loy balal. You didn't do the blila. B'diyevet loy balal is kosher. The mishnah menachas loy balal is kosher. A lot of things like that. It's a mitzvah to have tchelas in the tzitzis. If we don't have tchelas, it's a mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. Tosis talks there about chalitza. Lachatchila, when you perform chalitza, you have to have rikike and kriyas apsukim. And b'diyevet, if you only did the chalitza, you didn't do the rikike, you didn't do the kriyas apsukim. So b'diyevet, you yotzei mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. So in the area of mitzvah sasei, you have lachatchila b'diyevet. In the area of aniser, you have on the level of the rabbanon. A get is a matir. Some of the rabbanon, the get should be like this and like that. B'diyevet, if you didn't do all the things that you're supposed to do, b'diyevet, the get is going to be kosher anyway. So mid the rabbanon you can have lachatchila b'diyevet in the area of isurim, lachatchila tzasim b'diyevet it's mutter. But in nisa deraisa it doesn't make sense that lachatchila and atara tzasim b'diyevet it's mutter. If it's mutter b'diyevet it's mutter lachatchila. How can you distinguish? So why do you? So Tosis raises the question. Why do you have Tosefes Chaimish? When you pay the hegdish, you pay the net to revive ma'isa sheni, the ma'isa chaimish. And the Gemara proves from Mishnayos that the chaimish is not me'akev. So why do you need it lachatchila? So the answer obviously is because pinyan ma'isa sheni, that the revai, pinyan hegdish, is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shleim musa requires to give keren b'chaimish. But b'diyevet, if you do the mitzvah shalom b'shleim musa, you only gave the keren, you didn't give the chaimish. So b'diyevet, it'll still be good. So the Netziv says, b'medvar ma'murim, if it's pinyan ma'isa sheni, that the revai in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have the mitzvahs ha'tluyos bar, it's not only the Isurim, you have the mitzvahs as well. But in Chutz Loretz, the Shilt is writing for Bnei Chutz Loretz. So in Chutz Loretz, the only aspect of the Netter Ravai that you have, Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't exist at all in Chutz Loretz. The only aspect of the Netter Ravai that you have is the Iser aspect, but you don't have the Mitzvah aspect. If you want, you can leave the whole Netter Ravai in a garbage can and let it right away there. There's no Mitzvah that you have to either bring the Netter Ravai Shlepet to Yerushalayim or be paid it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. No Mitzvah, just an Iser. So since the opinion on that, the Ravai B'chutz Loretz is only opinion on Matir, so that's why the Shiltas thought that there's no Tosefes Chaimish. It doesn't make sense to say Lachatchili need Chaimish, but the evidence good without. You're talking about opinion on Matir. So in the area of Isurim, it doesn't make sense to introduce a Lachatchili B'Yevet. So that's why there's no Bracha. That's why someone asked the Kasha, this assumption of the Netziv that you only say a Bracha when there's a Mitzvah, there's never a Bracha. If there's a mat, there is a problematic. We say a bracha when you shech the behemah. The Gemara says in Sarim Dav Zayin, Shechitas Chulin, you say a bracha. Shechitas Chulin, al pi pashtus, is not a mitzvah. It's a question whether Shechitas Chulin is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam counts Lishchot as one of the mitzvahs, and the Minyan HaMitzvah says it's a mitzvah to shech. So the Ravid says, what is he? What kind of mitzvah? It's a mat there. It doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Unless the Rama meant to say, the Ravid writes, unless the Rama maybe meant to say that it's an Iser essay. If you'll eat Nevela meat, not only will you violate Lasechel Kol Nevela, you'll violate Alav Abo Mechlal Asay. So the Kesem Mishnah comes to defend the Rama, he says, no, the Rama understood that it's a mitzvah. If you want to be a vegetarian, you're not, there's no mitzvah. But one is interested in eating meat, so he's Mechuyev, he has a mitzvah to shecht it before he eats it. But so we never do the mitzvah. Who shechts a behemah before he's about to eat it? So one of the Gedolim writes.
Someone who shechts on Yantav.
Okay, but under normal circumstances, whoever shechts it, we're all mevatel the mitzvah, no one ever shechts. So one of the Gedolim wrote a wild chiddush that the shechet in Buffalo, or Allentown, wherever they're shechting, he's considered my shliach. Shliach shlachim kemoisai. He doesn't even know whom he's shechting for, he has a mind. He has a mind, Zach Lilad Mishlavan, he has a mind that he's shechting on behalf of anybody who wants to eat the meat in order that they should all fulfill the mitzvah. So Abchaim Berlin sent him a response. The alumni of Yeshivas Abchaim Berlin paid for the publication of the tshuvas of Abchaim Berlin. So this is one of the tshuvas that he has. So he writes there, to this Talmud Chacham, he thinks that that's ridiculous what he said, that we all appointed, it's as if the Sheikhet is serving as the Shliach for everybody. It's like in Breire. He doesn't know who's going to ultimately end up to eat this chicken and this meat. How can he say he's serving as a shliach for an unknown person? He says, nah, that's what the Rambam meant, what the Ravid said, unless you say it's an Iser essay. He doesn't believe that the Kesem Mishnah is right. The Kesem Mishnah came to defend the Rambam, So he defended it was an overkill. He said, no, the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah to shecht. If you're interested in eating fleshiks, then it's a mitzvah to shecht. So Rab Chaim Berlin thinks, no, the Rambam just meant it's a lava bomb achlamas. That's what Rab Soloveitchik thought also. He said he didn't see why the Kesef Mishnah had to stand on his head to say, according to the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah. What meichet teis? But that's tak a big shaila. The Kesef Mishnah insists that it is a mitzvah. Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shechita writes Lishitosa. This Kesef Mishnah is on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Just like we have Hasogas Arayvet on the Mishnah Torah, so we have Hasogas Arayvet on the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well. Sefer HaMitzvahs is the beginning. That's the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. And then it gives you the list of all the 613 mitzvahs. And then in every section of the Rambam is going to explain the following 25 mitzvahs, the following 15 mitzvahs. Then at the end, he says, we just finished all the 613 mitzvahs. Liman HaTorah is that you should know which are the 613 mitzvahs. Chol Pratim Diktukeim. You have to know first you have to know what are the 613 mitzvahs, then to know all of the details of the halachas. So the Rambam starts off the Mishnah Torah, listing off the Taryag mitzvahs. And then he proceeds, chunk by chunk, to this section is going to cover 25 mitzvahs. He was going to cover 8 mitzvahs, he was going to cover 10 mitzvahs, and so on. And he covers all the mitzvahs. So we have Asogas Arayvid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and you have Kesef Mishnah there too. So that Kesef Mishnah, where he defends the Rambam, and he says the Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah lishchot, whoever is interested in eating meat, as a mitzvah to shecht, the funny Kesef Mishnah, writes Lishitosa in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, that the Rambam understood that in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, the Gemara says that there's a lachatchila in shechting, that you should shecht the whole kana and the whole veshet, not just rubik kukuloi, you shecht the whole kana and the whole veshet. So he writes that the Rambam, and the Gemara has two lishonos, it says two versions in the Gemara, is there such a din lachatchila? So the Kesef Mishnah writes that that's a sveika deraisa lechumra. That lachatchila in Hilchos Shechita, entertaining the possibility that there's such a lachatchila, there will be a lachatchila deraisa. Rashi writes beferish that the whole lachatchila is only with the Rabbanan. The shech, the whole kan and the whole veish, not to rely on ruba kukula. The Rashi writes beferish on chavzayin amar aleph in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin. It's only the whole discussion, the whole meduber is a lachatchila derabbanan. There are two versions whether there's such a lachatchila derabbanan. So why was the Rambam machmer on it if it's two lishonos in the Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah says no. The Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi. The Rambam understood that this is an issue whether there's a lachatchila deraisa, a safek deraisa lechumra. So. To have a lachatchila deraisa is only possible if the thing is a mitzvah. If the thing is a matah, there is no lachatchila deraisa. That's the Kesef Mishnah Lishitosa. He wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he thinks according to the Rambam, shechita is a mitzvah. So he can imagine, and he can visualize according to the Rambam, there's a lachatchila deraisa in shechita. The v'dyevet yoytze the mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa, the lachatchila should yoytze the mitzvah b'shalay musa.
Tolian. He wants to get married.
No, can't be Mikadosh and Isha without Das, but he's. Netilas Lulav also depends on Ratzin. If I don't want to shake a Lulav, I won't be out to the mitzvah. But I'm supposed to have a Ratzin to shake the Lulav. I'm supposed to like Tfilin every day. So every person is supposed to get married and raise a family. We don't just leave it up to him. In the days of the Gemara, there would be Koifah people to get married. Whom would they be Koifah him to marry? Is a good question. Does it make sense to be koifa someone to get married? So the Rambam quotes the Mordecha that we're not koifa bizman hazeh. He quotes the Gemara in the last staff in Cheskes Abatim. The Gemara says after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Balabatim raised the possibility by the Rabbanim, maybe they should make a gzeira that we shouldn't get married and we shouldn't raise any children because the Nazis are just going to have more Jews to kill. The anti-Semites just have more people to kill. So why should we have any? So let's not get married, let's not have any children. So the Gemara says that that's exactly, but most people will have a desire to get married. Forget about the mitzvah. They see a pretty girl, they want to get married. Unrelated to the mitzvah. So the Mordechai says, but since the Gemara says that was the recommendation, more correct would have been that we shouldn't marry at all, we shouldn't have any children. The only reason why they never said made such exeris is because it's just not going to work. A lot of people are going to violate the Xeris. So this fellow doesn't want to get married, so he's really doing the right thing. So you can't force him that he should get married. The Chachamim really should have made such a Xeris. That's how the Mordechai understands. Tosfos on the daf, on the last daf in Chesed Rabbatim, asks, what do you mean? How can they make a gzeirah d'rabbanan? No one should get married and have any children. The Torah says you have to get married and have children. So the Mordechai apparently understood, yesh kach yach hachamim, lakadom ben ator b'shev yaltaseh. Oh, oh, oh. So Tosfos understood, yesh kach lakad b'shev yaltaseh means every so often Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so they won't blow shofar that year. Once in a while, you don't bring a Korban Pesach and Er Pesach. But to say that no one should have any children, to take a nitzvah to Oikel Legamrei, so that's what the Taz has a famous piece. The Taz says, why did they only undo Tkiya Shofar when it's Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shabbos? Even Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Chol. They should do away with Tkiya Shofar because it's Mashmiya Ko, Shem Yisak and Klishir. So the Taz says they can't be Oikel and Nitzvah Nikol B'Ko. And he interprets in the Gemara that. The Gemara says that. But loy laver al diveter al kedei lasa siyag lato. What do you mean? Loy laver al diveter. So he says the chacham have the right to modify, to limit the mitzvah, but they can't take a mitzvah and demolish it. Can't take a mitzvah to do away to be okay mitzvah mikol vakom. So Tosfos on that Gemara doesn't learn like that. Tosfos does not agree with the Mordechai that the meduba was no one should get married, have any children at all. The Gemara meant to say everyone should call it quits after having a son and a daughter. After yiyot zepir v'rivya. You shouldn't do the Midas Chassidus by having more than two children. So the Gemara says, no, you're not going to convince people to get rid of their wives or to abstain from their wives after having a boy and a girl. It's Exerish and Rebbe Tzvi B'chalom Lamed. But Tosfos claims that there never was such a Havamin in the first place, that the Jewish people should not get married and should not have any children at all. That's Akira Dov Men HaTorah Mikol V'Kol, that you can't do. So that's the Netziv Shtigl Torah over here. So getting back to Omer Aleph, Tosfos raises the question. We know that there's a Gzera Shavah Kodesh Kodesh, and that's what prompted, that's what motivated Tosfos Kasha. Why do you need two psukim to indicate that there's Pidyon at the Revive? You have Kodesh Hilulim, Chilulim, Achle, Vahadar Achle, and then you have Kodesh Kodesh. Why do you need two sources? Kodesh Kodesh covers everything. It tells you even that you need Tosefes Chomesh, that you don't know from Achle, Vahadar Achle. So Tosfos asks that Kasha. So the Gemara says on the base that there is a machlokes on Meir Rabbi Yudah whether Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavai, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bali. That and we pass like Rabbi Meir. Usually when there's a machlokes on Meir Rabbi Yudah, usually Rabbi Meir usually loses. Whenever he disagrees with any contemporary of his, he usually loses. And once in a long while, we pass like Rabbi Meir. So here the Gemara says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, this is one of those rare instances that the din is like Rabbi Meir, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavai. Our Gemara says not only is Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, that the Rabbi is also Mama Gavoya, because it's learned that Kodesh Kodesh. That's the first wide line on Samach Tes on the base in the Gemara. So because Net the Rabbi is Kodesh, so that's why Tesis has a suffix on Omer Aleph, Samach Tes Omer Aleph, Dima Maschel Atznuim. They're not sure whether Shviz is Nohegas. Shviz means does it become Hefker. Shviz Nohegas means that the Paris are Hefker. Shviz Nohegas means the Paris don't become Hefker. So they're not sure what's the din. A person has a kerem, and the 3 years of our law were years 4, 5, 6, and year number 7, the Shemitah year, happens to correspond to the year of Net Deravai. So the Paris of Net, so Net Deravai applies. Net Deravai applies also throughout all 7 years. Whatever year the Paris of Net Deravai is going to be Net Deravai, it's going to be also Bachila Bano. Tosfos is not sure whether the Paris become Hefker or not. What's the suffix? Maybe the halacha that declares the Paris become Hefker only applies if the field is owned by a person. But if it's owned by Hegdish, since Ma'aseh Sheni Net Deravai is Mama Gavoya, so maybe the din that the Paris are Hefker doesn't take effect on Sodah Shel Hegdish. That's what Tosfos is not sure. That's what the Rasha says. What are they not sure? It's enough in a Yerushalmi. Even a Hegdish Mamish, it becomes Hefker. Kal v'chaima, and that the Revai, which is Mamon Gavoya. Mamon Gavoya means that it's not 100% Hegdish. It has certain dinim that it's Mamon Gavoya. So Tosfos is not sure about that. So they're saying, if one should assume that the Peris do become Hefker during Shnas HaShemitah, as it would appear from the words of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, what does Rab Shimon ben Gamliel say? Bamed var mamurim, when do you have to notify the passers-by? When do you have to put up signs to notify everybody, to warn everyone that this field is a Orla field and this field is an Etter Rabbi field, that they should know that they shouldn't need it? That's only Bishnas HaShmita, Bishvias. The Hefker Ninu, the passers by have the right to take the Paris because everything is Hefker. So you don't want them to be Nichshav. They're not going to know that it's Orla and that the Rabbis. You have to put up signs. Avul Bishar Shnei Shavua, but the other years of the Shmita cycle, Shavua means the Shmita cycle, the other 6 years, the passers by are not allowed to take anything. So if they're going to take it, it's all going to be Big Zela. And there's no way to explain any heter why they're allowed to take it. In the other Brisa, the Tosefta in Peya, that's quoted later, six lines from the bottom of the daf, Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Reb Yehuda, Rabbi Daisa and Reb Yehuda, they're talking about a case that the Aniyim are permitted to take the Leket, and we're afraid not only Aniyim know all the halachas, what they're entitled to, what they're not entitled to. So mistakenly they may take payers that they're not entitled to, which are chayv and shumas and maisers, only leket shikha payers potter, and they're going to eat it without afrashas, shumas and maisers. So there they're going to do geneva b'shoigim. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa are very concerned, you got to make a takana. But over here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, what, do we have to make a takana for the gazlanim? The other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, the passers-by, the travelers on the highway have no permission to take anything. So I have to warn them, don't take this, it's poison. I'm not mechuyit. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the only time you have to notify the passers-by that this field is Orla, this field is not the Rabbis in the Shnas HaShemitah, where everything is Hefker, so they're allowed to take it. So that's a shayla, when we notify them that this field is Neter Revai, so now they know they can take it, put up a sign, this is Neter Revai. So they know they can take it, but they have to be poided. But now that we notify them that it's Neter Revai, so they're not allowed to take it. Because Neter Revai is a moment Gavoya, and Hefker is not Chal on Hegdish, and Hefker is not Chal. The Hefka of Shemitah is not Chala on that Rabbi. So Taisis is not sure. They say, Ishvis no Hegis became Rabbi Kidemashma Mimilse the Tanakama. It doesn't read straight in Taisis. So the Achrayim say it should read Kidemashma Mimilse the Tanakama, as it would appear from the words of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. He's the Tanakama, he precedes the Tznuim. It's not muchach. He can't say kidem muchach mimilsei the Reb Shimon Gamliel. He can only say kidem mashma. The mashma is that during the Shnas Hashmita, you have to put up a sign that this is Orla and this is Neter Revai. So the Orla they're not going to take. It's also about not. What are they going to get by taking it? The Hamitzah to burn it. They have to try. They have to carry their backpacks. Why should they schlep some more Paris to burn? So they're not going to take the Orla. The Shabbos is Neter Revai. Once we notify them that it's not their advice, are they not going to take it because it's not Hefker? Or no, they will take it and they'll be pointed. So the Gemara says, you notify them that this needs pidyon. So the notification is that take it, gizante, but don't forget to be pointed. Oh no, this needs pidyon, and that means that it's not their advice, and that means that it's Hegdish, and that means that it's not Hefker. So it's not explicit which way it means. So that's what Tosfos says, ki nemashma mimilsei detanakam. It would appear from Rosh Hashanah Gamliel that it does become Hefker, and they may take it, and they better be paid it before they want to eat it. That's the pashtus over here. So that's what Tosfos says. But the tznuim, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the only time you have to put the moedos up is the shnas hashmita, when the people have a right to take it. Otherwise, how do you tell the rosh of the yomis? I'm not mechuyev to notify the people that they shouldn't take it. And the tznuim did as the midas chasidus. They're not arguing with each other. You see the letter Vav and the letter Zayin. We pass them like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we pass them like the Tznuim. There's no contradiction. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying the Din. You're not mechuyev to notify them the other 6 years. And the Tznuim did as Amidas Chasidus. They want to protect, even though you're not mechuyev to, they wanted to protect the Gazlanim from violating an Aveir. So it says, Tznuim, Menichem Samas, etc. So that's what Tosfos discusses. When did the Tznuim do the practice? The Shnas Hashmita? No, Mishnah Shashmita is going to be Shaloi Bishus of the one who takes it. So the Tznuim can't be paid if it's Legamri, not theirs. So you have to say, Ishvis Naheg is become Ravak Mashmilos at Tanakame. So the Tznuim Davke go on the other 6 years. The Tznuim don't go on the Shnas Shashmita. And the Shnas Shashmita, Kim Shay Zech Menahev Kaloi Yachalam Lachal, how can the farmer be paid if what's Shaloi Bishus of the passers by? Whatever they're going to take is going to belong to them. But you just see Derech Agav Legamai, not like the Beis Yosef. You see that it becomes Hefker automatically. If his Sodesh Al Hegdish becomes Hefker, Gizbar is not going to be Mafker. It becomes Hefker automatically. So the Pashtus is like the Mabit against the Beis Yosef. Then the Gemara introduced the topic of Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, Big Machloike Satanoim, whether Yesh Brera, Ein Brera. And then Tosfos points out on the base, there are two types of cases where there's a Machloike Saber. This Tosfos, El Eliyodim Kol Anilka. This Tosfos appears in Gittin and in Erev and in every Masichta when you're talking about Brera. The Tosfos always points out that there's a possibility to split between the different cases. There's a Machloike Satanoim, Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, where you made a Tanai, Boif and Shal Brera. Shnei Lugan Shani Yosef Lahafrish, or he makes a Tanai, and Yava Chacham Litzofen, a Ruvi Litzofen. I want Erve Chumen to be Litzofen. Yava Chacham Lidarme, Ruvi Lidarme. So that's an issue of Brera where he made a Tanai. Then you have a case of Brera where he didn't make a Tanai, Achim Shechalku, where the father made a Tanai when he was about to die. No one made any Tanai. They made a Chalukas Hayorshim. And that's a Shaila where they say, Huvra Adav Lamafresh, Zeh Chelka Hamagil Amishav Yishayna Lekar. So that's a different case of Brera. So the Gemara has the Gemara usually puts them together, but Tosfos just points out there are Tanoim and Amoraim who clearly distinguish between the cases. They think the Brera of Tanai is Yesh Brera, and when there's no Tanai, then there's room to distinguish and say that Ein Brera. Yeah, how do we pass in Lahalacha Yesh Brera Ein Brera? So they run in the beginning of Perek Hashutfim. There's a Perek Hashutfim in the first Perek in Bava Basra, and then there's a Perek Hashutfim in the middle of Nedor. So when you learn the Dharma, you don't learn Gemara. Just read the Ran. The Ran quotes the Mishnah with the Gemara, with the Rashi, with the Tosfos, with the Rashba, with the Rambam. He quotes, he writes everything. So the Ran took over the whole Masechta. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He never wanted to give Shir on the Dharma. He says the Ran was a Rosh Hashiva, and he said everything there is to say. He didn't leave any room for anybody to say anything. So he always wanted to avoid the Dharma. So there's a gigantic Ran on the first daf in Perek HaShutfin, in the middle of the Dharma, where the Ran is talking halacha l'maaseh. The bottom line, what's the psak? So he says there are three opinions. There's one opinion Rishon may paskin yesh brer, one opinion Rishon paskin ein brer. He says, in his opinion, that's the accepted opinion, is that we paskin a compromise with respect to dinam deraisa ein brer, with respect to dinam derabbanon yesh brer. But then there's a further discussion. Not all dinam derabbanon fall under this category. There's some dinam derabbanon are more chomer than others. Some din in the Rabbanah where we treat them like din in the Rai, so you say ain brer. Din the Rabbanah she ain likim and atar, then you say yesh brer. Din the Rabbanah she ain likim and atar, then you say ain brer. Different kinds of din in the Rabbanah. Then we had the shayla halakeach yayim ben akusim. The kusim achashudim an lifne iver. So we are choshed that maybe they sold me tevel and they're telling me a story that they were mafresh shumas amaisis. So I have to be mafresh myself. So Rashi seems to learn that that's a suffix. So just like suffix hashecha suffixena hashecha, ein me'asenas habadai, avol me'asenas hademai. Demai is a suffix. It's not a badai tevel. Ein me'asenas habadai in arlatu, even though it's only been hashmoshes. Avol me'asenas hademai. So Rashi understands, he's buying it Be'er Shabbos Be'en HaShmashas. It's Sof HaShecha, Sof HaKein HaShecha. The Kiddush Olav Ayon, it's already Be'en HaShmashas. So Rashi learns he's allowed to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maises, because this is only a Sofik, it's not a Vaday Tevel. And then the Tosfos in Gittin disagree. Tosfos writes, no, when you buy from the Kusim, is a Vaday Tevel. It's worse than the Mai. The Mai, we allow you to be Mafrish, Ben Ashmash, Masan is at the mind. This you're not allowed to be Mafrish. But it says, Beferish, I'm Mishnei Gluvin Shani Yasa Lahafrish. He is Mafrish Ben Ashmash. So what the Tosfos say that you're not allowed to be Mafrish? The Tosfos says, no. You're not allowed to be Mafrish with the Kviyas Makam. Let's say he'll be Mafrish now. We'll say he has 10 containers of wine. So he says, this container should be the Maaser Rishon. Let's say he'll pour out, Ben Ashmash, he has different containers. He'll pour out 2% and he'll say, Hareza Truman. Then he'll have 10% and say, Hareza Maaser Rishon. 9%, Hareza Maaser Sheni. He's designating where. So Tosfos says, you're not allowed to do that, even if you have time. I gave the mashal, the guy's running to shul and he's late and he doesn't have time. So Tosfos says, even if he has all the time in the world, let's say, you're ready, Davin Mincha, Davin, late Minya for Mayrev. And it has the whole Bein HaShmashas to do. So Tosfos says he would not be permitted to pour out the wine into designated kriyas makom. This should be true Magdala, this should be Maaser Rishon, this should be Maaser Sheni, because since it's Vaday Tevel, it's worse than the Maaser, it's Vaday Tevel, so a Maaser is a Vaday. You're not allowed to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maaseris, on Halakuch Min Akusin. But to be Kairish Shem, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosel Lahafrish, it wasn't Chal yet. If he'll pour the wine on Matzoi Shabbos, then it'll come out that it was Chal and Mafrish. But Bishaita Ben Ashmashas, he really didn't do the whole Kriya Shem. So Tosfos said that's not a violation. The way it appears in the Mishnah, Shailu Mishani Yasa Lafrish, he didn't do the Kriya Smakam yet. So he didn't really do a Kriya Shem. So Tosfos says that, that you're allowed to do on Ben Ashmashas, because it's not really a Kriya Shem. But to be Kovei Amokam Mamish, that would be Yasser in Ben Ashmashas. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi goes, no, he's in a rush. He doesn't have any time. He wants to run to Davin and Shul, but if he would have time, he could be Mamish Karishem and Mafrish and separate everything, because this is treated like Demai, that Ma'asman is of Demai. Then there was two versions in the Gemara, Rab Yudah, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon, Oisrim. Why do they disagree with Rab Meir? So many Gemaras assume because they hold Dein Brera. But Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Gittin that there's an alternate way. Rashi and Tosfos quote, there's an alternate way to read. Maybe Chashin and Shami Boka No. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Chashin and Shami Boka No. So the Gemara is not sure whether the Tanoim sometimes spoke like one would debate an argument. And you give a different reason for you. Instead of saying the true reason for your Shita, the Amaroyim, Tosfos says like that. The word Amara means to speak. Milosh and Amir. So the Amaroyim, are more explicit. They tell you what they're talking about. Tanoim spoke like the Greek debate society. So sometimes they would say a reason, but that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was something else. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. It says Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Oisim, because Chashin Shami Bokan. No, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Is that the real reason or is that the fake reason? So first the Gemara thought that's not the real reason. It's a dead giveaway. The real reason is really an Ein Brera. And the Gemara says, no, maybe they really gave the real reason. Sometimes the Tanoim gave the real reason. They didn't always beat around the bush. So that's where the Gemara is not sure what did the three Tanoim say. Oh, we left out another Gemara. The Gemara said on Samaches Amid Aleph that there's a Hekish at Tfoch on Mechoro. I mentioned in the same pasuk, one next to the other, 5-6 lines from the top. Matvicha shenu chozeres. Once you shech the animal, you can't make a tchias amesim. It's not reversible. Af mechira shenu chozeres. What does that mean? So the pasuk pshat is that you need a hanamaisov. That if you're going to sell koydem yiush, and the sale is not chal, so you're not chayiv dalavei. That's the pasuk pshat. So the Gemara says no. Maybe all it means to say is kidam rav nachman patel shiknu l'shloshim yom. He says it on a different price, and perhaps that's the pshat over here. What do you mean, hikna l'shloshim yom? So that's the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi learns, I rented out the cow for 30 days, so that's not called mechoro. Or if I sell a cow lizman, I sell you the cow for 30 days, after 30 days you have to give back. Within the 30 days you can do whatever you want. So mechira lizman, Rashi says, is the same as a rental. That's like a schiris. There's no such thing. Mechira lizman, the Gemara says, is only a kinyan peiris. The Gemara says, "Bizman shah yoivol noig." Now there's no yoivol noig because you don't have kol yishvel alel. You don't have the majority of the world Jewish population located in Eretz Yisrael. But bizman bais rishon when yoivol was noig. So the Gemara says, if a person would buy a field, the steachusa from someone else, when it's going to come yom kippur shel yoivol, is going to have to return the field to its rightful owner to revert back to become a steachusa. So a stei mikne bizman bais rishon was only a kinyan lizman. The Gemara says it's only up until Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. So the Gemara says it's only a kinyan peris. It's not considered a kinyan aguf, and as such, it'll be a machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish whether you have mikra bikurim or not. Can you recite Baruch Es Adam Hashem Asat Ali Hashem? Is it really mine? If it's only a kinyan peris, then it's a machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish, but the kinyan peris kinyan aguf, and we pass like Mishlokish. That's one of the three cases, but we pass like Mishlokish and Rabbi Yechonah. Kinyan peris lav ki kinyan aguf dami. So you may be Vienna Kori. You're not going to say Mikra Bikori. You can't say Hadamish and Asat Ali Hashem. The Mishnah Brura quotes in Hilchas Pesach, he talks about Mechiras Chametz. He talks about the whole institution that we have developed last 150 years, last 200 years, we developed the whole institution of Mechiras Chametz. So you got to sell the chametz to the guy, then you buy it back after Pesach. So he quotes an esivus in Chosh Mishpat. So he says, why do you have to sell it to the chayim? Sell it to the nochri and then buy it back. Sell it to the nochri for the duration of Pesach. The sale should take effect on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and it should terminate after Havdalah Matzoy Pesach. So whatever the nochri will eat, any chametz that he's going to eat on Pesach from the chametz that he ate, he doesn't take that was his. Whatever's left over, the kinyan of the nochri is only Lizman. There are gemaras that such a thing exists. I can make hefker Lizman, I can make a kinyan Lizman. It should belong to you for a week. After the week is up, it belongs back to me. There are such gemaras, Baba Basra all over the place. So the Nesivus answers, you won't avoid Balyura by Matzah. The one who has a kinyan Lizman only has a kinyan Peris. That's what it says in the Gemara in Gittin. And the Sugi of Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguv Dami. And if I only sell it to the nochri for the duration of Pesach, and after Pesach goes back to me, so I have the Kinyan Aguf, so it comes out that I'll be in violation of Balyura by Matzah, the whole Pesach. Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Nesivus, the Choshem Mishpat. So that's what Rashi learns over here. Hiknah the Shloshim Yom. If I sell the Shor B'Seth to someone else, only for a duration of 30 days, he can do whatever he wants in the 30 days. So that's not called the Haknas Kinyan Aguf, that's only called the Kinyan Peris. So you're not Chayv Dalad Hei for that.
What Kinyan Peris
would
then the Chomet? That's the Guf HaChomet.
Yeah, but the Chomet that will be reused, whatever the Nachri eats, that'll turn out that was a Kinyan Aguf. Whatever he does need, whatever will be left over, it'll turn out that I was in violation of Bal Yura by Matzik because I had basically the Kinyan Aguf on it. The Nachri, whoever's going to get it in the end has the Kinyan Aguf. Whoever only has it temporarily for a period of time is only called the Kinyan Peris.
Questions?
Yes. And then we had the Shagasari had a Hechacha for Niz Gemara Samach Tesam and Aleph that the Machlokes by the Yesh Breir Ein Breir is only if you want that it should be Igloi Milsa LeMafre. You want that the Afrasha should be Chal now, and it's not going to be clarified. It's not going to be established on which droplets of wine it's Chal until Matzoy Shabbos. So that's an issue of Breir. Can you say Hubra Dovah Mafre? But if I'll say, I hereby declare that after Shabbos is over, whatever wine I'll separate, I'll designate as Truma Gedolah should become Truma Gedolah from that time on. So that's a Kinya Lachalamet. So that's not an issue of Breira. Breira is only if it's Eina Mavura now, and I want it to be Chala as of now. I want it to be Chala Mafreya. But if I want it to be Chala Mikan Labod, that's Kola Mislakeit. Kola Nilkat, that's going to be Breira. Kola Mislakeit is not a problem of Breira. That's Mafurish and Igmar. And Taisis forced into the Gemara Samach Tesam and Aleph that there's such a thing as Hefka Lachalamet. That's a Chiddush, that you can have Hefka Lachalamet. So that's what we discussed. Why shouldn't that be called Sekinyona? Why do we say that it's not? Okay. Anaf Chazare. Okay. Believe that what tomorrow, Shanginuk Chazare, tomorrow we'll do a little Parsha, a little Chumash. And the Bechina is going to be sometime next week. So we got to have a vote. Sunday, Monday. We'll have to have a secret ballot. Someone's going to take a vote. Someone take a poll. I'm going to have to see.